Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, April 20th, 2009. We have 4 hours laying out before us. And I'm particularly focused and fired up about today's transmission. It is going to be jam-packed and extremely informative as we try to rally the population of the planet against the scientific dictatorship being set up by the private banking families that are known as the New World Order. Thank you so much again for joining us. Last week, we had phone trouble for some reason with her, and I want to interrogate her about Barack Obama from a, quote, progressive or liberal perspective. Naomi Wolf, who wrote The End of America and has been out there exposing the whole police state and fascism. So Naomi Wolf coming up in T-minus 30 minutes. Steve Quayle will be joining us. He has a lot of military and police contacts. He's proven pretty accurate in the past when it comes to his police state predictions. He's got a lot of amazing information. He's going to be joining us coming up after Wolf leaves us. And then we've got Gerald Celente. We were sitting there in the studio yesterday during a break. We were ABC News. I mean, broadcast ABC. We're watching a local news channel, national ABC News. There's Gerald Celente talking about banking collapses and rioting, but they, of course, edited him down to about 20 seconds. Didn't let him explain that it was all being done by design. So the system is definitely hyping breakdown. They want that to happen by design. I don't know how we can stop it, but we'll talk more about that later with Gerald Celente in a full-hour interview, so it isn't just sound bites with him. But then I got home and was checking clips on YouTube. He was on CNN and Fox this weekend. I mean, it seems like whoever we have on as guest just ends up all over Fox television except for myself. And, of course, Peter Schiff's all over the place. They ought to get his dad out of prison, Irwin Schiff, and he went to jail for writing a book about the IRS. The judge said, you write another, you know, you keep publishing that book about how we're a collection agency for the private Federal Reserve, I'll have you arrested. And he said, I'm going to publish it, Judge. I remember when I had him on air before it all happened. He said, I don't care what they say, I'm going to do it. And they said, you think you're living in a free country? Brother, you're going to prison. Because this is the land of the slaves and home of the cowards. Not land of the free, home of the brave. Speaking of that, I mean, nobody's really talking about this. Well, some people are, but they're not getting as upset as they should. FBI and states vastly expand DNA databases. FBI says they're increasing their collection yearly by 17-fold. That's what the New York Times says. And if you get detained at a roadside checkpoint, they're going to take your tissue swab out of your cheek. That's some of the largest and most easy to scrape off cells. England already does this. Germany already does this. And it's so they can make sure you're innocent. Yeah, right. Once they've got your cells, folks. Well, they do a lot of stuff, they admit. They sell it to biotech firms to develop bioweapons and biotech cures as well. They can frame you with it. The list goes on and on. But I made the point on the Sunday show yesterday that what does this matter if you're 36 years old or younger and live under global government control? That's every Western nation. Now it's going worldwide. Your blood has been taken since birth for 36 years. Started in New Zealand, Australia, England, Canada, the United States 36 years ago. Europe adopted in the last 20 years because it's a global government. Even has the same name, collected the same way. And finally, it's mainstream news. They are now announcing to the slaves. People wouldn't believe me when I gave them government documents. Now they have to announce to the slaves, but tell you how it's good. Yeah, it's illegal. We take your blood, then we say we own it. If you don't like it, men with a SWAT team will drop by. By the way, we're going to take your pension funds. If you don't like that, we'll release the military on you. And if the military doesn't like it, we'll list them as terrorists. By the way, I'm going to open the phones up in the 25 minutes before Naomi Wolf joins us. I promise I'm going directly to your calls on the other side of this break. 1-800-259-9231. I am fired up about fighting tyranny. What about you?
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel. Admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we got Naomi Wolf joining us, Steve Quayle, Gerald Celente. It is Monday, the 20th day of April, 2009. I've got a ton of massive news. They're launching the complete takeover of the entire carbon cycle of the planet, all activities of all life forms, all forms of industry of any type. Respiration itself is being listed as a toxic waste threat to humanity. Breathing is officially listed. Humans are officially cancer. Our respiration is officially cancer to the earth, according to the globalists, who know full well that's a fraud. They know sunlight, water, oxygen, and carbon dioxide are the four key components of life on this planet. And by taxing one of those components, they get total control. It's all being announced and launched. It will fully deindustrialize what's left of the West. China, India, and 100-plus of the third world nations have to make zero cuts. It's all being announced. It's being done. Excellent article. In fact, will you guys print it for me up on PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Watson? Headline, first 100 days, Barack Obama was worse than we even thought he would be. And it is true. It is just off the charts bad. And I'm going to go over this with Naomi Wolf coming up in the next 30 minutes. I've got a bunch of other news on the economy, FBI DNA databases for anybody who's even pulled over. That's what they're officially announcing. Just like Europe, we'll be getting into that report. Israel stands ready to bomb Iran's nuclear sites, openly being announced. And I have a bunch of other important news that we'll be going over as well today. Big new developments with the nationalization of the banks, not really nationalization, but private banker takeover of other banks. Men bear the brunt of U.S. job loss. That's how it's designed. Energy Secretary offers dire warning on global warming prediction. Again, fear-mongering their takeover of the entire energy supply of the planet. That's called tyranny, energy tyranny. They've really got this figured out. They've put scientists into the positions of figuring out new forms of tyranny. Also, AP's reporting tons of released drugs taint U.S. water supply. 271 million pounds alone from drug makers versus other manufacturers. It just gets into the unbelievable compounds in the water supply. 271 million pounds of pharmaceuticals into waterways that often provide drinking water contamination the federal government has consistently overlooked. Well, of course, they overlook anything that's really an environmental crisis. You think they want to stop any of the real stuff that they're allowing to go on? Okay, that's some of what's coming up today. But as promised, I want to take a lot of calls. Wolf's only on for 30 minutes with us because her phone kept screwing up last week in an hour interview we had set up, so I just rescheduled it for 30 minutes today. Then we've got, as I said, Steve Quayle, always informative and interesting, always compelling, and Gerald Celente coming up today. But right now, let's go to Chris in Kansas. Chris, you are on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Hi. I was just wondering, not really sure what your personal beliefs are on the subject, but from a religious standpoint, how do you see, I guess, the NWO and their goals and the tie-in to, I guess, the Bible and what it states in there?
Well, let me be clear. Most people never get anything done against evil because there are 20-plus thousand Christian subsects that all fight with each other. Everybody's going to hell, but they're one group. And so I don't ever try to get into all of that, because if I did, I would just spend all my time fighting with all the Pharisees and Sadducees that are the predominant Christian movement. Plus, most of the churches are on covert, now public, government payroll, training their flocks to stand down, to turn in their guns, to go to the FEMA camps. They're called clergy response teams. It dovetails with the InfraGuard. If you don't know what this is, folks, Google it. You know, all the other secret police and domestic CIA they're setting up. Now, that said, I personally am a Christian and have a personal relationship with the maker of the universe, publicly known as Jesus Christ, like they call Easter Ishtar. It's really Yahweh, but they always try to superimpose their names over everything. Regardless, I'm going to fight evil. That's my duty. I'm going to take action. But I, from a secular position, cover the news and info. And as an anthropologist, as a sociologist, as a historian, a lay researcher, the elite do worship Lucifer. They do believe in blood sacrifice. And they do openly state in hundreds of books and government publications and UN documents and State Department memorandums that they plan to kill 80 to 99%, they have a debate, but 80 is the low number, 99% is the high number of humanity for Lucifer. And that, and your phone's bad, I'm going to let you go. Atheists and people say, oh, I don't believe in the devil. Well, it doesn't matter if you believe in the devil or not. There are people who rule the planet who believe in the devil. And so even if you don't believe in an entity, you know, whatever you want to call it, as if you know what's going on in the universe, you know, some type of entity from deep space, whatever it is, even if you don't believe in that, an interdimensional being, whatever, there are humans who believe in it and who are manifesting it. You got that, Mac? It's real one way or the other. Period. Satan is real. Period. Period. End of story. And it's manifesting. Now, what are you going to do about it? You're going to stick your thumb in your mouth, and you're going to watch the TV evangelist, and you're going to let your kids drink sodium fluoride. Or you can wake up and fight it and break your conditioning. It is literally a spell people are under. I, you know, when I was a kid, I'd laugh at, you know, reading history books and things about the Romans, the Babylonians, the Aztecs, the Mayans, others doing, quote, spells on the public. But then you'd research it, it'd be a big throng of people there in the village with the witch doctor talking in a chanting voice, mesmerizing them, hypnotizing them, throwing some gunpowder or whatever in the fire and with some colors and, you know, big poofs of blue. They were hypnotizing people. And that's all government does now. And people are hypnotized by television, the culture, the drugs, the stuff in the food, or the drugs they're willingly on. And they're hypnotized in a position to put up with anything. Stand up, awaken, take the blinders off. I don't even ask you to believe what I believe. But I want to do an analogy, a YouTube video, where I have a video camera up against a wall, or maybe up against fabric on macro. And you can see the weaving in it, and then back out, and it's a curtain. And then back out away from that and pull the curtain back and be shooting video out a window at a vista and say, see, the general public is right up against the curtain. They can't see anything. They don't know what's going on. They think that's the whole universe. And if you just pull the curtain back, you'll be looking out an open window into a vista, into a wider world. Does that mean the vista I'm seeing is everything? No. It's endless knowledge. It's so exciting to be alive, and the average person doesn't know that. They don't feel fulfilled when we're on a planetoid orbiting a huge sun in deep space. The stars were out last night. It's gorgeous weather. The birds are nesting. It's springtime. It's like Valhalla in Austin, Texas. I want to be in mountain streams right now with the cypress trees, you know, wearing a mask and snorkeling around, looking at big bass up underneath the tree roots. And then going back to a little fire and camping out and hiking up mountainsides. But no, I am here fighting the New World Order, and I enjoy that as well. Because in my mind, I'm in that mountain stream. Scott, where are you calling from today?
Out of Illinois, Alex.
Welcome.
Yes, I know you got a lot of news today. I just hate to lump one up on you, but I got a nice big juicy story for you that I'm just looking at right now on the computer. It's off of Raw Story, and it's out of the New York Times, and they're saying that Obama's economic advisor says that they can convert the loans from the 19 biggest banks into stock.
That.
And not preferred stock, common stock. So they're straight up going to steal the money. They're going to convert it into common stock. Next month, go bankrupt, hope your stock's worth nothing, so you don't get no money back.
Well, you know, that's one of our top stories. I mentioned it but didn't detail it. U.S. to put conditions on TARP repayment. So now they're saying, oh, you're not even allowed to pay the money back. Guess what? We own you. And he's already, you know, fired the head of GM. New York Times, banks, bailouts may convert to equity, MSNBC reporting. Why don't you tell folks what that means?
Well, they're going to convert the loans over into common stock. So that way when the company goes bankrupt in a few months, like most of them are going to do, all that common stock is worth zero, so we don't get no money at all. Instead of it being a loan, so that in a bankruptcy court we could argue for our money and get part of the assets back for our loan, it'll be in common stock where it's worth nothing. And we
That's
get nothing.
Right. That's right. They lied and said, and I reported this in the Obama deception, they lied and said from day one, they said, don't worry, we're going to make money off these loans, wink, wink, in the trillions and trillions of dollars to the banks. But I said, look at the bill. It says they never have to pay it back. No one can be investigated. No agency can look at them. No government can look at them. I said, it's designed for fraud. Look what they've done in the past. And I said, look, you know, they claim they're getting, they're buying an interest in here. This is the private banks using the government to fund themselves, not the government nationalizing them. And I said, if we're going to give them all this money, they need to be nationalized. These are offshore banks, though, folks. It's not going to happen. And then, yes, by making it common stock, that means that they can now gamble with it out there. They'll run it up at first. The market's going to probably go back up to 9,000. And then when they finally plunge it later this year or next year, then they'll would have swindled the American taxpayer. You're absolutely right. And they're converting that U.S. taxpayer money out to the private interest now that own the stock. So open, absolute, complete theft. Good point. I'm glad you called. Anything else you want to add?
Fascism, straight up.
Fascism.
Just like General Salente always said.
If you don't like it, SWAT team will drive by.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
Are making a move to bankrupt everything. They are cold-blooded and going for broke, and they're so bold. They've done their homework, buying off the churches, buying off the media, buying off your local communities. They might just get away with it. So when you're a third-world slave, remember who did it to you, those smiling criminals. That goes for you too, police and military. I mean, they're openly committing mass crimes in front of everybody. All right, let's go ahead and continue with calls. Another Scott. Just talked to Scott in Illinois. Now Scott in Arizona. Scott, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. This is Scott in Arizona, the broke, indirect, semi-direct, indirect aerosol campaign. I called to tell you a little bit more information about Battelle, that company that is the one that's totally behind everything that you see in the skies on this one program, which is probably...
For those that just joined us, AP headline, Obama looks at climate engineering, and then his headed science advisor, John Holdren, told the AP they may have to spray the atmosphere to save us from global warming, but all the studies show it actually creates global heating, what they're doing. And notice he is a big global warming advocate saying they have to geoengineer to save the Earth. That's their cover. The meteorologist and others we've interviewed say the giant secret chemtrail spraying program that they're now kind of unveiling to the public, that's a cover story saying it's for the environment. They're actually manipulating the weather and causing a lot of the floods and droughts and things so they can say we're having global warming. They're actually trying to heat the planet. Go ahead.
Exactly. I would like the listeners to not use the word chemtrails anymore, because that's not going to give you the real information.
I know, but I have to be able to get listeners who've been listening for years to know what we're talking about. I mean, it's the slang term, but if we start talking about direct and semi-direct aerosol spray campaigns, yeah, they can go read the scientific, all the universities and governments admitting they're chemtrailing us. I mean, you've got a point. Maybe I should always introduce it, slang chemtrails. Just go ahead.
And then the other thing, Alex, that Battelle organization is linked to the anthrax thing that, with the Congress, it got sent the anthrax stuff a while back.
When the entire White House was on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic, the White House admits, Associated Press, 3.5 weeks before it popped up. What's the big deal there? And they own the stock in it? I mean, so what if it's the most weaponized U.S. government anthrax ever, and White House enemies get it? I need to give up all my rights. Al-Qaeda hit us and hit us hard.
Exactly. Well,
tell folks how they're tied in. I've seen their name in association with it.
Yeah, they manage labs. I mean, they really are real deep into this whole thing. I mean,
of course the company involved running the bioweapon labs is involved chemtrailing us. They love us. I mean, the government took 4,000-plus foster children and radiated them to death because the government is good, Scott. They're good. Everything's fine. We're conspiracy theorists. Glenn Beck is going to save us, okay? All right?
Yeah, I like Glenn Beck.
Barack
like
Obama Glenn is Beck going to save us. Janine Garofalo is going to save us. Drink fluoride. Take Prozac. Give your daughter HPV. So what if it's killing them? Your daughter's dying is good. The government is good. They're not eugenicists. It's not a eugenics war against you and your family. Everything's wonderful. Stay in your trance. Everything's fine. Drink more fluoride, police, because the government's your boss and they love you too.
Well, Alex, I'm glad that you're at least you're the one out there helping me get this word out. I'm going to go to the local news agencies down here and give them all the documentation and say,
Why? It's good to have barium salts and aluminum dioxide spray. Alzheimer's with 25-year-olds spreading everywhere. You're supposed to get Alzheimer's when you're 25. It's good. They love you. Come on, everybody. Dying of cancer is loving. 1 in 33 dying of it 40 years ago. Now 1 in 3 dying of it. It's good, Scott. The government's good. Oh, what's wrong with you conspiracy people? What is wrong with you, Scott? Why are you so evil? Why don't you love the government? They care about you, Scott. They just want to help you. Do you understand me? You need to go to a FEMA camp. You're dangerous, Scott. You read university documents, and you call in on radio shows. What type of freak are you, Scott? What's wrong with you? Go ahead. Go ahead. You're trying to ruin the wonderful world they're trying to build.
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm not their Kool-Aid drinkers that they'd like, me to be. And I'm just here to stand up against tyranny and definitely not going to fall into their trap. I'm going to bring this to everywhere I can.
Oh, no,
Alex,
Scott.
And I know that's...
No, that's why FEMA teaches the founders are bad, because they are radiating children to death, declassified in public. The U.S. government, it's good. Tuskegee's good. Them seizing foster children and testing pesticides on them currently all over the country, it's good. Killing children is good. The government's good. Come on.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Let's go to Daniel in Australia. Daniel, you're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead and come along.
Have you, mate? You're fantastic. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. We just
hello, can you hear me, Alex? Oh, great.
Yes,
great.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Alex, I can tell you all about how the occult is invading our schools, our hospitals, our government here in Australia, and it's really making me angry. And Alex, I just want to tell you, I'm bringing this fight to Australia. I mean, we're just as much a part of this fight against the New World Order as you are in America. And I'm telling as many people as I can about your show. It's really great what you're doing.
Well, we appreciate you. You know, it sounds like I recognize your voice, or maybe it just sounds similar to one of the guys who was here with that Australian film crew. Are you one of those guys, Daniel?
No, I'm not. No.
Oh, there must be a big delay all the way to Australia. That's why he pauses for a moment, and then we go back and forth on each other.
I think... Yeah, Alex, just wanted to ask you about one thing. I got interested in studying the New World Order when this New Zealand preacher came to Australia. His name is Barry Smith. And one thing, one particular thing that I'd like to bring up is he told us back in the 1960s our Prime Minister Menzies, he borrowed money off the IMF, and in doing so signed up to some certain conditions, just like any loan, any mortgages, always conditions apply. One of those conditions was apparently that Australia would have to introduce a goods and services tax. Now, the evidence seems to show that every single country in this world that has borrowed money from the IMF now has introduced a goods and services tax against the will of the people. The Australian people voted against it. They voted against it, but the government brought it in because they had to. They had no other choice. That was
well, absolutely. That's why
I just
you
want
will...
to know.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I just want to know. I mean, this was back in the 60s, for crying out loud. With all the money that has been borrowed off the IMF of recently, I'd like to know what kind of secret conditions, as part of the loan conditions, our governments are signing up to. Of course, they don't tell the people this. They don't tell the conditions that they're signing up to. I know that one of the conditions are certain change. They have to change certain things in the educational system, the curriculum. There's lots of what right does the IMF have to be dictating these kinds of conditions to our governments anyway?
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Let me comment on that. Yeah, that's why the Third World was laughing a few weeks ago with the G20 meeting. I've got another one coming up in a few days. When they said, we're going to take $1 trillion and help the Third World, they were all laughing. They know what that means. It means loan $1 billion here, $1 billion there, U.S. taxpayer money, European money. The U.S. contributes about half of the IMF and World Bank. It's actually about 60%, last number I saw. And then they take it to the country and give it to them about 25-30% interest, but that interest is paid to private banks. And so it is then paid to private banks. And on top of that, it's 100 and something. I don't want to give a wrong number out. I want to say it's 119 conditions. It got leaked in early 2002 when Joseph Stiglitz, of course, left the IMF and World Bank. It's reported that he may be the one that leaked it, but he's denied that here on air. Regardless, the IMF and World Bank admitted that those were their documents. And, oh, yeah, it's the country's got to be signed on to UNESCO, United Nations Educational and Cultural Organization, that sets all of its parameters and policies. So that's got to happen. And it just controls every facet of your life. It's come out, they've got conditions where you've got to restrict the Second Amendment. You've got to restrict the right to keep and bear arms. And the UN has said this publicly in their UNIDIR meeting, July 7th, 2001 in New York. They said we must ban the civilian ownership of firearms because that threatens the power monopoly of the state, the legitimate power monopoly of the state, as they say it, as they call it. So they loan fiat money to the third world countries and first world nations, and then they basically overthrow the nation. The politicians take the payout, take the fraud money. They then retire onto global organizations and global corporations or global governmental operations and hand the nation over to the private banking system. And now the global system, the New World Order, the private banking cartel, has bankrupted every major nation on earth but a handful that they don't control. And those are always countries you see being invaded and attacked. And governments tend to be evil, so it doesn't mean that the governments that the globalists are attacking are always good either. So see, that's how the globalists can kind of morally say, oh, we're going into Iraq, or we're going into Iran, or we're going after Libya, or we're going after Sudan, or we're going after Indonesia, because, you know, they're terrorists, or they don't like women, or they're mean to children, or they're hurting the environment. But if it's a thug that works with a globalist, they can do whatever they want. And then it's A-OK, and the globalist will defend them. They will just try to get moral authority to attack the few, quote, rogue nations the bankers don't control. And so there's kind of a mopping up exercise going on. And then the globalist can turn purely to feeding on the population of the planet. Now, this is just the way it works. I mean, this is mainline international finance. This is mainline economics. This is not even debated or denied. This is an admitted fact in the real world. And anybody living in a third world country who isn't literally homeless, who's had any education, knows the IMF and World Bank are the predatory arms of the private banking cartel, whose consortium is bundled together in the system, bundled together in the International Bank of Settlements. And so we're openly going into world government. We're openly going into tyranny. And yes, generally the agreements, one of the first pieces of an agreement of a nation going into receivership to the private fraudulent Madoff bankers, basically, is a good way to describe them, the Ponzi scheme operators, is that it be secret. And that's what the North American Union is they have to create a new political system where you don't have rights, don't have liberties, so that the establishment can say that it's legitimately taking your rights and freedoms away. You see, when they set up a new system, they get to rewrite the rules. And then they'll have all these, if you look at the UN Declaration of Human Rights or the SPP Declaration of Rights, it always says, oh, you have all these great liberties and freedoms until the last few sections. Like Article 29, 30, and 31 of the UN Charter and Declaration of Human Rights. It says you have no rights, though, if the UN wants to revoke them. Kind of like the new Lisbon Treaty to expand EU control of what's left of sovereignty in once-free Europe. It says they're banning the death penalty, but then when you read the subsection, it says, unless fearing rioting or breakdown of society or emergencies directed by the EU. Well, the death penalty's been banned in Europe for decades in every nation. Every nation in Europe, Western Europe, has banned it. So why would they need to pass a new law banning it? Because it doesn't ban it. It legalizes it. Just like they say, oh, we're passing a bill so that you have rights, so that your medical information is protected. Bush did it, and then Obama did it, the stimulus package. Got rid of all privacy. It's all conduited directly to the federal government. Any prescriptions. I mean anything. Eye medicine, pain pills, prescription Advil. It doesn't matter. Everything. You go get a prescription fungus medicine. Goes right into the federal database. Total control. Under the Patriot Act, you buy a house, you lease a house, you buy a car, you rent a car, you get a hotel. All goes right through. Those computers are wired in and you pay for it in new added hotel fees, added plane fees, added car fees, all part of Patriot Act compliance. You know, these money boxes, these little check cashing places around the country. All goes right through the feds, which themselves are in a standardized system under the OECD, under the International Bank of Settlements, which they're openly announcing, globally setting one tax rate, globally setting the interest rates, globally setting the currency values. And the private bankers can manipulate the currency, manipulate interest rates, manipulate things even more however they want. So that's how these people operate. So that's why I'm dumbfounded, because the corruption in our society is just, we are totally and completely dominated and conquered by a bunch of Larry Summers and Madoffs. We are totally and completely conquered by a bunch of Kashkaris and Geithners. And they just sit up there openly stealing, robbing everything, engineering Ponzi schemes, blowing them out, feeding all the taxpayer money, the entire GDP in 6 months into their mouth. militarizing the police, ignoring the governors, openly announcing they're going to put regular troops on the streets, now testing regular Army and Air Force MPs all over the nation running checkpoints, openly demonizing veterans, openly demonizing conservatives, openly demonizing anybody that talks about the New World Order, openly having the regular Army spy on the Tea Parties and the In the Fed protest. You know, a month ago, we got the secret document about how the Army said we were terrorists and were watching our every move and had page after page about how to be careful and don't let them know your Army when you're in the crowds, when, you know, they're up there protesting the Fed in Dallas and Houston, when they're spying on Ron Paul, myself, and Ron Paul's brother, who was at the rally we had. And watch them. They may try to kill you if they because they hate the military so much. Don't let them know you're military. They may try to bomb you. I mean, and we published the document. People deny it. They deny the MIAC document. They deny the one that came out a week and a half ago that the feds put out. And later admit they're real. And then now, papers in Maryland, papers in California, papers in Tennessee go, oh, yeah, the Army's spying on the Tea Parties because they may be terrorists. And the Army's spying on the Fed. Just a secret police. It's like East Germany. And then they just announce, the feds just come right out and announce, oh, yeah, if we stop you at a checkpoint, we're going to take your tissue swab out of your cheek. And they announce in Kansas and Missouri and Texas and all over the country. That's just what I saw the last week, Texas, Kansas, and Missouri. Oh, yeah, we're going to have warrantless checkpoints, and we're going to take your blood at the checkpoints. But don't worry, we have a warrant, a rubber stamp warrant where a judge just gives them a warrant to do it to everybody. That's not a real warrant. And if that isn't enough, all over the country, body scanners are going in, and they direct whole families into them and scan your sons and daughters, your wives, your entire naked body. It spins around you. Isn't enough to take your shoes off and walk through all the athlete's foot on the ground where thousands walk through every day. You know, I played football and sports and all that, and there's always really bad athlete's foot. Fungus in those gyms, and I was always having to spray tenactin and everything else on my feet. Till I learned how to just throw away my socks after football season because the spores stay in there even if you wash them in bleach. But you know when I get athlete's foot now, even though I change my socks twice a day? I get it when I do the ritual of being humiliated, prostrating myself before the establishment. Oh, you got a bottle of water, got to throw it away. Oh, the secret police are going to ask you questions. You got to walk through the athlete's foot because you might want to shoe bomb things. It's all part of a ritual. And now, oh, go over here. We're going to send you into a scanner that's going to scan around your body. And then we're going to have a 360 biometric, it's sonar. They bombard you with sound waves and your genitals, everything. I mean, if you've got a mole on your genitals, it's that detailed. You ever heard the term more human than human? Or it's as if that painting by Rembrandt captured the person's soul even more than a photo could. The light, the way you can add more to it, almost bring what the mind's eye sees out. That's what these scanners do. It gives you a better image of the body than Playboy. You know, with some girl spread out in there in the centerfold, because it shows every pore in your skin, every contour, mathematically calculated out, diagrammed. And then you know why they admit they want that? I remember seeing when the CIA a few years ago, it came out, was funding a couple of big clothing stores for upscale suits for men and women. They would have, oh, you step in here and we get your proper fitting. The machine scans you. Turns out they were selling that data to the feds as a beta test and also getting people acclimated. That body scanner is getting a 360 biometric read. Then they've got cameras that through your clothes can get 100% match on your walk, just like a fingerprint, a retina scan, a blood vessel scan in your eye, a hand scan. They know your walk, and not even your walk. That's some of the stuff 10 years old. They can just look at your body off the scan and get enough key points of data off your knees, your elbows, your chest line, your brow ridges to tell who you are, even if you're in a disguise. And that's what they're using in Iraq. They take digital photos of people they're after and then use face scans on them. They have heat resonance signatures. And they admit every U.S. city has a blimp over it already. at 95,000 feet, scanning everything we do. And they even put it in mainstream news, and I go on mainstream shows, and they laugh at me and say he thinks there's imaginary blimps, and I go, well, here's MSNBC and AP, and they go, it isn't real, and laugh. Even when the blimps are there and the public gets telephoto lenses out and shows it, Larry King Live on CNN and ABC News say aliens are invading. They're the conspiracy theorists. They know full well those are blimps. They got rudders on them. They got the blisters of surveillance equipment on their bellies. They got the solar panel wings. And the public is so dumb that when they, on a clear day, see the blimps and get their telephoto video cameras out, the news goes, flying saucers, alien cigar craft. See how it works? And Larry King laughs at you. Glenn Beck knows he's meant to divide people into the right wing. Oberman knows he's meant to divide people into the left wing to control us. They know that's their job. Larry King knows his job is to call surveillance blimps flying saucers. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls. Stay with us.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
As we've been trying to go the wine press, much too long, Babylon system is the vampire. Yeah. Sucking the children day by day. Yeah.
Center. Welcome, Tony.
Greetings, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, you know, it's Friday night. I had a friend of mine on here. It's interesting. You were talking about the occult and stuff, and I was trying to, you know, he's a fresh college graduate from one of these wonderful prison grade colleges here, and it was like a literal exorcism with this guy. I mean, I was running. I mean, it's like I needed a partner to tag team on these on him, and it's like this. The active denial systems are just. It's so amazing. The guy's brain is, and not just him, but others, their brains have never worked so hard in their lives.
They are programmed to deny everything. They're in a lazy spell. I mean, I hate to use a Lord of the Rings analogy, but remember when the Rohirrim King is like sitting there in his throne all old, and he's got a bad attitude, and he can't do anything. He can't even get up. And then finally it gets broken. He looks 20 years younger over, you know, a second. That's what it is. It's like they are under a spell when you've got open evil and corruption running wild everywhere, but they've incrementally denied it, so they're invested in continuing denying it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, and it's like I try to tell people, you know, it's like I voted for Bush. I voted for Bush in 2000. I've been over because he was talking big government. I know the spell because I was under it. But we ain't got. It took me 5 years to get out of it, and we ain't got 5 years for people to get over the fact they backed a bad play, the fact that they backed. You know, because I told the guy Friday night, I said, "Buddy, you fell for the slickest package I've ever seen." And I've been studying. I mean, I'm only 35, but politics started interesting me when I was 7. I watched Bill Emerson in a debate live with my mom, and ever since then, you know. But Obama's the slickest.
Well, it's more
than
that.
And just one last thing, I want to let you go,
sure,
or
go
you
ahead.
Can let me go. Alex, here in Chicago, I just want everybody to know, I heard the damn bomb, the alarms, the sirens that usually run on Tuesdays at 10 o'clock. Chicago people know what I'm talking about. I heard them the other night, Thursday night, at like between 1:30 and 2 in the morning, running for a while on a clear night. Kind of scared me. Don't know what's up with that. Maybe it's a test, but... Hey, thanks for letting me have a minute, Alex.
Sure, no, I appreciate you calling. No, I was just going to back you up, what you were saying about being mesmerized. That's how con men work. They act so confident, so slick. You know, I saw a story in the Austin Chronicle about a guy that had stolen, he's been caught with the bikes, hundreds and hundreds of expensive $10,000, $15,000 bikes. He'd go to these bike rallies. He would get to be people's friends. They said he was so charming, so nice, so over the top. He'd go to their houses, he'd see what they had, and then he'd come and break in later. And people couldn't believe it when he finally got caught. And that's how a confidence man works, is they get you invested in the fact that this is your friend, and then even as you start getting conned, you can't pull out of it because you don't want to admit you were conned. So you kind of just go along with the con, because you don't want to admit you were conned. Here's an example. I do a radio show, out of another studio, and there's a lot of different news people come through there, and a lot of them didn't like Bush, and they were all real friendly towards me. Now that I'm always going after Obama, they're not sophisticated enough to understand I'm saying they're all bad. They won't even talk to me. Now, I mean, that's mind control. And also, that's intellectual ignorance. How would you not talk to somebody? But see, this is their God. This is their Savior. And it's attacking them when you attack Obama.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633.
Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In 1 hour, Steve Quayle joining us, always informative, to give us his inside scoop on what his sources in the military and police are saying is coming up with the globalist move for power as they pull out all the stops to bring in world government. A lot of news this hour as well. And then we've got Gerald Celente joining us. It is Monday, the 20th day of April, 2009. Let's go ahead now and go back to the phone calls. Let's talk to Terry in Ohio. Terry, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex. I want to thank you very much. I also want to apologize to you because I have just recently found your program on the internet, and I wish I would have found it a long time ago. You and Steve Quayle. We found Steve Quayle's program first, and we've been listening to him now for probably about a couple months, and been listening to you now here for probably about a month. I'm a non-denominational pastor in Ohio, and I tell you what, I have home churches. The Lord told me to shut down the church. Right from the beginning, I've been a pastor since 1987. I've never received a paycheck from the church, and I've never we never became 501c3 either. And I still receive letters in the mail every year, sometimes two, that talked about us being part of the government. And it's a one full page letter. It tells you everything that, you know, they would like the pastors to do. And so if I'm getting it, the only thing I can figure is the states must be going down through the list of who pastors are and sending it to every pastor in every state, not just big churches.
Now, again, but, explain to folks exactly what you were sent.
I don't have time to get the letter. I didn't even get it out. I didn't even think I'd actually get through, to be honest with you.
Recap what's happening.
Okay. I've got the letter, and what it is they want us to help, other words, you know, share with our people, and they even mention Romans 13 as far as how are you to be subservient to the government. Well, I'm pretty much like the pastor down in Arizona who got tasered for the way he speaks out.
Well, let me tell you what happened, Pastor. You say you've only been listening a few months or a month. Let me explain what this is. In 2006, they recruited and paid 13,000 preachers. The first one we learned about it was in Ohio, where you're calling from. And they said, this is a secret FEMA plan. We got hundreds of pages of secret documents from him, how to turn your guns in, how to go to FEMA camps, Romans 13, how it's of the Lord. Then we reported it. People denied it. Then mainstream news a year and a half later, in the end of 2007, admitted it was real. And that it's now 26,000 preachers. Now, they're now even going out to all the small preachers. As you know, there's probably well over 100,000 or more. And I would guess, are you a smaller pastor?
Yes, sir. We average anywhere. We have home churches, and we average, probably about 50 people.
Yeah, so see, they're even down to the home churches now, the final phase. And if you go back to them and say, I disagree with you, they put you on a COINTELPRO assassination list. I'm not kidding. You, if you were to respond back, they put you on a pickup or kill list. Stay there. I got Naomi Wolf coming up. We're getting her on late. Then I'm going to come back to you because this is so important. You're going to need to hold, though, Terry. That's how diabolical and evil this government is. And, yes, they're down to the smallest home churches now identifying before they make their move.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Shattered by the sun, I walk the road, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing. Three lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson.
We are now under their control.
Outside the pilgrim's door with insufficient skill.
Are we going to resist?
The Black Queen chants the funeral march.
Are we going to let them feed on us? Are we going to let them have a bloody harvest?
Fire witch to the court of the crimson.
Or will we stand up and defeat them? It is the light that they cannot stand. It is courage that defeats them. It is the spirit of courage, the spirit of goodness, for those of us that love innocence and beauty, and our willingness to stand up against the new world order. Now, we just went live at prisonplanet.tv, and Naomi Wolf has so many phone line problems, I just canceled her again, and we're done with her for now. Well, we just went live at prisonplanet.tv, and we just had a caller earlier, but we had to go to break. He's a pastor in Ohio. He said, I just got a letter from the feds saying, Romans 13, tell my home church of 50 people to go along, basically, with the things that are happening. Romans 13. And he's a new listener, he said. He didn't know about the clergy response teams. So will you guys Google clergy response teams on YouTube? I want to play this for the pastor because he said he didn't know about it. In 2006, we got secret documents. Pastor Butch Paw did. I then talked to the two preachers, got the documents, published them at Infowars.com. One of the pastors, they figured out, he went to a local store, faxed the documents. I said, should I erase these fax numbers? He said, oh, no, it's just a store 20 miles from where I live. They'll never figure that out. And I said, okay, we won't take the fax number off. Within 24 hours of us posting it, FBI went in there with Homeland Security, federal marshals, threatened the place, looked at their surveillance cameras, looked at highway surveillance cameras, figured out who the pastor was, came to his office, were waiting for him in his office, threatening him when he got there. He also worked at the hospital as their chaplain, had his own office for free. They said, get out of here. You don't work here anymore. Now, he had a pretty good-sized church. People still didn't believe it. People still didn't believe it. Then it came out on mainstream news. They have doubled it to 26,000 pastors. They've built the FEMA camps. Notice the bill they introduced for FEMA camps, for the already built ones, said, oh, we're going to pay to have medical centers and local pastors to help in the community. They're going to call them horrible work camps. It's, oh, it's a loving government camp. And how does it start? How did I predict a year ago it would start? As people become homeless, they force you out of the tent cities on national parks, state parks, and other places into the facilities where you're prisoners, where you're frisked and controlled. That's now happening in California, Hawaii, and other areas. So this is actually going on right now. I want folks to understand that. Let's go ahead and cut over here. Let's go ahead and go to that YouTube clip. Here it is.
Will law ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. And as KSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
From my cold, dead hand.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. That forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans 13.
Because the government is established by the Lord. you know, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the scripture.
Civil rights advocates believe the amount of public cooperation may depend largely on how long they expect the suspension of their rights might last. Jeff Farrell, KSLA News 12 reporting.
Oh, let's play that end part about martial law. I want to finish up. We cut the tape off about 10 seconds early. Go ahead and back it up. Go ahead and
According to Tuberville, during Hurricane Katrina, the clergy response team provided 38 chaplains a day around the clock at 8 different camps.
Now, remember, camps. This was secret until 2007. We told you a year and a half before with the documents. Just like we broke the MIAC and everything else. Because folks that are involved in all this know where to send their documents. Just send it to the address that's on Infowars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what's going on. So now they've gotten even down and found out who the small churches are, and they're sending them letters. Pastor, I would like you to fax us. I know we just moved offices a few months ago, and I still forget our new fax number. Will you get the guys to give me the toll-free fax number? You can scrub your name out, any numbers on there, or put tape over them, or make a copy of the document and then black that out. I don't want you to black out your original. I want you to fax that to me, and I want other pastors to do this because, again, secret police training pastors to tell their flocks to go to FEMA camps, take injections, turn their guns in. That's in the original FEMA documents we posted almost 3 years ago. This is very creepy. Then you know that Romans 13 didn't really say that. The whole chapter doesn't say that. If you are a Christian and follow that faith, almost all of the prophets in the Old and New Testament were killed or tortured or imprisoned. Christ wouldn't follow the government's orders. It's all taken out of context. But Pastor, for those that just tuned in, we're also live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Recap the letter you got. Go over it for folks.
Okay. I've been looking for it. My wife and I, we've been telling our files apart because I left it in the envelope. And when you send back your response, you are to put it in your church letterhead, what your response is to that, and you send it back, a copy of that letter with a
response. I understand you called in, didn't think you'd get on air, but it's Providence right. That you did, and it's somewhere in your stacks of stuff. Look, I've seen similar letters. You know, we broke the secret document, so I believe you. Paraphrase from memory what it says, and the point is they're doing a survey, just like Obama with millions door-to-door, do you support him or not? Now they're even down to small churches, not just recruiting them, but doing a survey. If you respond back that you do believe in Romans 13, that we should do whatever the government says, they're now going to try to recruit you. That's why you hear CIA ads on radio and TV. They're tripling the size of HUMET domestically, literally taking over everything. But specifically tell folks what's happening. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, you are right, because I received two phone calls, and it was just like a survey. And it asked, as far as do you support Obama and do you support his agenda, his and Congress's agenda? Well, I said no, because I didn't vote for him to begin with. And then I hung up. Well, it's like 2 weeks later, we got the same thing. And I just hung up. I didn't even answer anything. But then I've gotten two letters now so far. And one of the things that it points out, one of the first things that it points out is that if... your church being 501c3, in other words, tax exempt, that it states that you're not allowed to, make any political statements, things like that, from the pulpit and stuff like that. In other words, it tells you all the things that you cannot do, you know, it just kind of briefly touches over them, what you cannot do if you're a 501c3.
Now, let me stop right there. Again, and I've seen those letters, they are intimidating people. Congress will make no law. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Congress can't have 501c3s. It's not in their jurisdiction. But they issue them to charities. They trick churches to sign a contract, then waiving their rights. Then they say, by the way, you're not allowed to be political during the crisis that's coming, but would you like to join us and be our political mouthpiece? Then you get to keep your 501c3. And then these lazy preachers who've got mistresses, nice cars, they bash fish 4 or 5 days a week. I grew up around a bunch of them in Dallas, in the upper middle class neighborhood I grew up in. They're drunk constantly. To them, it's a big business. You know, their kids are out partying every day. That's how I knew these preachers. A lot of famous ones. There was a bunch of them lived in my neighborhood in Dallas. And then we go to other preachers, houses that they knew. And so That's why they're there. They're like, oh, my God, my 501c3, my swimming pools, you know, the parsonage. They will sell their flock out just like Red Dawn, you know, where the Soviets take over and they got the preacher and the mayor working for them. This is how they do it. And when I tell you that they have a red list and a blue list, just like our government-funded Pol Pot and brags about it to kill 3 million people, they want to find out who they need to take out. Stay there. I'm going to come right back to you.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchoose.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, to be specific, to have the government sneaking around recruiting 26,000 preachers, and I told you we haven't gotten numbers now in about a year. They said they wanted to double that again the next year in 2008. We're now to 2009. I mean, that's classic tyranny, hardcore secret police, total violation of the First Amendment. First Amendment just didn't freedom of the press and to assemble and demonstrate and all that. It also says the federal government has no purview in religion. But yes, I remember Raymond Teague, the former NASA engineer who's been on air with us. I remember about 3 years ago, he came in breathing heavy from a big Baptist church he goes to out in Dripping Springs. In fact, I got a copy of that around here somewhere. And it was telling the church and the preacher, you do not talk about any politics. You do not discuss things. If you have a church dinner at a restaurant, church members aren't allowed to talk. See, and pretty soon it's, you go to a church, you can't talk about politics in your house. It's already don't talk about it at a church dinner. And the pastors get up and admonish people. That's what Raymond was saying. You don't talk bad about the government. You don't talk about it in the pews. You don't talk about it in Sunday school. That's what America's about. Think about that. Think about how far we've come. Now they're going to set up checkpoints and take DNA from people, blood. They're openly announcing it of people that are, quote, detained. Airport scanners of our naked bodies. Cameras in school bathrooms all over the nation hooked into the police departments. You fill out your income tax with what you buy, what you sell, what you do, what you own, everything about you, and you waive your Fourth and Fifth Amendment and turn it in, incriminating yourself. And then they lose your return or do whatever they want, never get in trouble, and it comes out all these IRS employees don't even pay it, and it goes to offshore banks. This is what America's turned into. Going back to Pastor in Ohio, Pastor, let me give you the fax number when you dig that out. Send it to us. Everybody else should send these right now. Pastors, quit being cowards. Quit. You're allowed to send the communiques of the government. Think about it. Now the government's bossing them, telling them what to do. 866-894-1767. 866-894-1767. That's 866-894-1767. Don't procrastinate, because we need to do an article explaining how bad this is. I mean, you know how creepy it is? And a lot of listeners go to their pastors now, small churches, big churches, and say, yeah, are you part of a FEMA deal secretly? And they're like, get out of my office right now. What you're doing is questioning the Lord in Romans 13. Your soul is now in peril. You don't ask questions of your government. That's a terrorist action. I'm not joking. And they go, oh, God, yes, Lord. That's, I am the Lord. I am your preacher. I am the Lord. I am. The government is our Lord. You do what they say. So we should have done what Hitler said. We should have done what the king said in 1776. Jesus should have done, the three people in the lion's den, the fiery furnace. Should have done what Moses should have done what Pharaoh said. Let's go back now, to the pastor, Terry in Ohio. So they're sending you letters telling you what you can and can't do, but they're also reminding you in there to not be political and to follow Romans 13. Isn't that a free country? Get government letters saying, here's the scripture for you. Hitler's favorite scripture. Pastor, what is it like to be getting this?
Well, to be honest with you, it didn't bother me a bit because, first of all, as soon as I started the church, when we had the elders together and stuff like that, we started in home and then we grew and we had a church, and I told the people right then and there that, first of all, I wouldn't be taking a paycheck, because I, according to what the Lord has shown me, that this is a calling and not an occupation. So I worked a 40 to 50 hours a week job, had my own benefits and everything else, and I taught and preached on Wednesdays, Sunday morning, Sunday night.
Well, by the way, Paul financed everything he did.
Absolutely. He made tents and sheared sheep. And but one of the things that I wanted to point out to share with you and your listeners is, first of all, thank God for you, Alex, and Mr. Jones, and also for Mr. Quell, Steve Quell. You two people, since I've been listening to you and been reading all your stuff online, I've watched your Obama deception, I've watched your in-game videos. They're absolutely fantastic, and they hit the nail right on the head. And I am a pastor that when I stand in the pulpit, I tell people what God says, not what my interpretation of what God says.
Well, I understand that you don't care because you're not a coward.
Can I share something with you?
Well, sure, I'm going to hold you over and we're going to go more calls. But the issue is you got to warn other people because, I mean, this is over-the-top creepy tyranny. The Army's going to be out this weekend running checkpoint. By the way, pastors, don't criticize the government. We're watching you. We're America. And you're free to sit down and shut up and have your guns in. By the way, the bankers love you. And they send Federal Reserve representatives to all the public schools, literally all of them, that I've seen, going, the Federal Reserve is run by the government and is good. They care about you. Stay there, Pastor. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free, and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
That the dice are loaded, everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes.
Yeah, well, I'm sick of it going that way.
Everybody,
and I want you to get fired up and get the fury of liberty in your heart.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this,
you know,
broken feeling.
I'm kind of flipping out and getting upset on air because you're supposed to break the spell and realize, you know, when I get up here and I tell you they've created a red and blue list of who to arrest and who to kill on the spot, they admit all this. This has come out in government documents we've covered here. And if you watch what happened in Iraq, in places like Fallujah, they admitted they had a red and blue list. That goes back to Vietnam with the Phoenix teams and the rest of it. And folks, they admit publicly they're identified. I mean, I've got Army documents where I am called a terrorist for going out and protesting the private Federal Reserve. It says, military, don't let him know. You know, they'll kill you. Watch out. They'll try to kill you. And we're out there. You know, Ron Paul's being spied on. Watch out. This group will try to kill you. They're saying we're the enemy because we're the real Americans that don't want to be taken over by offshore banks. And we don't want the pension funds to all be stolen and everything else. All right, I said I'd get to other callers. I want the pastor to be able to finish up. Pastor, Romans 13, the way the government sends you letters saying, worship the government, do what they say, then we should have followed Hitler because all governments are of God, as that pastor said on the news earlier. The founding fathers shouldn't have fought King George. Why was John the Baptist's head cut off? Why was Paul killed? Why were people crucified? Why were they boiled in oil? Why were they imprisoned? Why did Moses follow the orders? I mean, the whole Bible is about fighting evil, standing up to tyranny, you know, who will protect the innocent from the wicked ones. There's all those verses when the evil comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. I mean, if that evil government that's coming against you is a government, how could you stand up against it? Because it's of the Lord. I mean, this is kind of an Eastern mysticism view, really, of you make what you believe. You know, look at India. Intelligent, smart people, but they believe in just magical, the secret thinking. And so everybody's literally living in feces on the side of the street, and people are, you know, starving to death everywhere. You know, it's this magical thinking of, I saw all these comments on the preacher with hundreds of thousands of views. He's on the show tomorrow, who got beat up at the checkpoint, you know, 75 miles over the border. He's a carpenter in his spare time. He had his tools. You always notice the real preachers actually have a day job. But they beat him up, savage him, split his head open for saying, you can't search my car without a warrant. This is becoming a big issue because the Constitution free zone is 100 miles into the border. And they were under there going, Romans 13, you got what you deserve, pastor. You should have done what they said. I mean, if he said, throw your child into a meat grinder, of the Lord, you know, like, false of doom, come to me, my child, come to me. And, you know, they just jump off the balcony, because, you know, the preachers of the Lord, the governments of the Lord. Go ahead and make your point.
The reason I want to do this is because I want people on your show, that he listened to your show, to understand what the Bible really says in Romans 13, because this is the truth. And I already put this together. It was, if you are blinded by spiritual truth, you will be blinded by natural truth. In other words, if you are lied to as far as what you're being told the Bible says, then the people in the world, the natural world, they can tell you that whatever they want to tell you because you're already blinded. But listen to what Romans 13, chapter 13, verses 1 through 7. Listen to what it says. It says, Governments are ordained of God and are to be obeyed. They are to bear the sword and execute vengeance on evildoers, and they are entitled to gather taxes from the citizenry, or from the citizens. The rights of the governments are derived from the governed. That's us. A citizen should neither cringe before government nor be subservient to it. He is a patriot who should love his country. He is not a slave to it. Only as long as God-given rights of religious and political liberty exist, is he compelled to render government its taxes, import duties, and the like. It's just like when Caesar's laws required the Christians to break God's law, he must resist Caesar and obey God, period.
Absolutely.
And you know what? I'm already on the red list. I'm a non-denominational pastor. I'm a Vietnam vet, and I have a license to carry. So, you know what? They can't touch me unless God says it's my time, and even then, I still win.
Exactly, and that's why when you get past the fear, isn't that a liberating feeling you really start living when you just say, I don't care what you do to me, I'm standing up to you.
It's liberating. I've seen how the government truly was when I was overseas. During Vietnam, because every time we'd go out, they always told us, if you get caught, you weren't supposed to be there. But they were the ones that sent us.
Absolutely. Well, God bless you. Listen, everybody fax us those. We'll do an article on it. Be sure and black out anything you don't want seen. 866-894-1767. 866-894-1767. Oh, boy. Okay, I said I'd take a lot of calls. We got that caller. I had him on for about 35 minutes because it was just so important. Thank you, Terry in Ohio. Bobby in Tennessee. Bobby, welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
First, I'd like to say thank you for leading up the charge and opening people's eyes and standing up to the New World Order. Something I want to bring to light that's kind of got pushed under the rug lately is fiat getting forced by the government. Well, Dodge getting forced by the government to sell to fiat.
I know. Listen, now, they come in with our tax money, give them, you know, $20 billion apiece, and then order it handed over to globalists when the head of fiat is that Bilderberg Group member.
That's right. Agnelli was, he was founder of the Trilateral Commission. So not only are they going after Chrysler, they said, let's just go after the biggest automaker in the world.
And now, the government took our money and is going to privatize the stock, the government money into stock, and just give it to themselves. I keep going back to this. Do you realize how creepy and evil and confirmed bad it is when they are telling preachers you can't preach and criticize government? And by the way, do you want to work for us? I mean, do you want to know how secret police that is when they're recruiting the executives and the preachers and the community leaders and running CIA ads on radio and TV everywhere? And admittedly got CIA operating in every town and city. I mean, and they're bringing the drugs in, and then they put our kids in jail if they're dumb enough to get caught using them. Young people, everybody, get off drugs. Don't ever use them. Not because you're not old enough or it's too cool for you or you're getting away with something. Hollywood makes it sexy so that you'll use their product and end up in their prisons. That's why they've been in Afghanistan for 8 years, and the opium's up by eightfold what it was before the globalists went in. Don't use drugs. Beat the man. Don't use any of their crap. In fact, don't smoke cigarettes. Don't drink. Don't smoke any. Don't use any of their drugs. Don't use any of it. Let's beat them. Scumbag, filth government. Go ahead.
Another thing that I was wanting to hit on is, I was on the internet. I don't remember exactly where I was, and they were talking about getting information about them trying to bankrupt Iran and all the oil producing countries instead of fighting them. I mean, that's a sure enough way to beat them. So I mean, that just solidifies with the Obama deception that there is a secret society that's running everything. And I just want to say with you and the rest of America that I'm tired of it. I'm going to stand up against tyranny, and I'm mad as hell, and I ain't going to take this shit no more.
All right. I appreciate your call, sir. Take care. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Ken in Texas. Ken, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I have an important question and a quick statement afterwards. I'm really concerned people that were camped out there that y'all filmed out in California. I understand that they're all gone now, and I'm thinking, oh, wow, where'd they ship them on top of that mountain in Idaho? Do you have any idea? I'm concerned about them.
Yeah, there was only 150 beds in the sports stadium where they frisked them, and they're basically prisoners. And so they just kicked them off and then harass them and arrest them if they're caught sleeping under bridges and stuff. So our guys were there, and my guys are in Boston from the Tea Party, or in Lexington to be technical. They're flying back right now. So my two guys handling that story, I don't have enough personnel to be up on it, will make some phone calls when they get back and see who they can get a hold of in Sacramento.
I heard they cleared all of them out.
Yeah, they clear them all out everywhere.
Concerned about where they are.
Well, they're on the streets being hunted down. They say you can't sleep
then I'll
here.
I'll make a statement when you're through. Is that okay. You answered me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I've been thinking there's at least minimum 100,000 things that our government is doing to us, hitting us from every direction. And I'm thinking instead of fighting 100,000 different battles, why not we all focus on taking our government back? And then we won't have to fight 100,000 different fights.
Well, I agree. And well, you do that. The government, the federal government is ceremonial. Private banks under international treaties control the U.S. Our government's fully controlled by the IMF, World Bank, Exim Bank, International Bank of Settlements, World Trade Organization publicly. So you discredit the New World Order. You call for grand jury, state and federal, to indict the bankers for the crimes they've publicly committed. you take your counties, your cities, your states back. That's why Fox News is trying to be anti-New World Order now, to pose as opposition, to get the people that are waking up neutralized under their control. Meanwhile, the left is calling anybody who's into state sovereignty or anything terrorist to try to sick the police and military on them, because that's the main threat. And so take your county, your city council back, organize, pick issues, and just keep hammering and hammering. The number one thing is, sir, the people are awake now that they've been conned. They just don't know how, or they don't know 1/100th of how bad it is. That's why you have to get a radio show or a website or a local newsletter to create your own group in your area. None of us are going to fix it by ourselves. This is a process. But you arrest the bankers. You arrest the bankers. You arrest the bankers. And that's why they're coming out after me all over national news. That's why I'm getting death threats right now like I never have before. And a lot of stuff's coming after me right now, because they know that's their Achilles heel. They've committed crimes publicly, said opposing as saviors. Let's bring them to justice. This can all stop. And you'll still have the corrupt apparatus of government there and all the corrupt systems. But for now, they won't be able to get their next phase of total global dictatorship in place. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in California. Robert, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes.
Thank you for your work. I found you on the internet about 4 to 5 weeks ago. I wanted to let you know that I'm here in San Diego. You had had a caller earlier when I was listening. I've been on hold for a while. He was talking about alarms going off in Chicago.
Yeah, they've been having in big cities like Dallas and New York, and I've been in New York when it happens. They've been having the air raid sirens go, you know, which haven't been on in decades, is all part of the fear.
Well, interesting. Let you know, I just heard this off the newscast this morning, that Coronado, which is a big military town, they have not, they said the reason they were going to let their sirens off were to, because they didn't know if the system was working or not. But I find it quite interesting that this is happening around the whole United States.
Absolutely, sir. They're practicing taking over the FEMA control boxes and radio TV. They're now telling stations, oh, the government's going to be popping in with announcements now, not just about old ladies or kids that are lost, but also terrorists and the weather and other service announcements. All radio, all TV, internet's controlled by them. They're now publicly not just going to have control of the big internet hubs, but all the small hubs to, quote, shut the web down for our safety, New York Times. They're making their move, sir. They've stolen everything. They've destroyed us financially. But liberty could re-energize and regenerate all this in a matter of years.
But hey, let me tell you something.
Once they kill liberty, see, they're threatened by new wealth. They issue the money. They want to end wealth. Go ahead.
I'm a Christian, and I got to say something. I attended a new, I won't name the church out here. It's a typical Judeo-Christian church. And I was listening to one of the messages online. I went to the website. I missed a couple weeks and wanted to see where the pastor's head was at. He's up there on the net talking about this church that he had always went out to speak to, and that how they were not prospering, and, you know, but to them, prospering is having a big, huge church. That's what, you know, instead of the gospel and the good news of Jesus Christ, who defeats these evil bastards.
Yeah, most Christian, well, let me stop you. Most Christian churches are voodoo. They do rituals, they chant, and they demand from God what they want. That's what magic is. Magic is, I'm going to do a ritual and have a little demon give me a piece of gold, or you know, give me power. And so most of these churches are New World Order, big phallus symbols out front, satanic worship centers. I mean, and the pastors know that. They know Easter isn't Easter, it's Ishtar. They know the eggs and the rabbit, Playboy, you know, is a symbol of sex, the goddess of fertility. They know all that. These are Satan worshipers. Of course they're going to sit there and tell you that. Go ahead.
That's the old Canaanite, you know, religion of
Balaam. Do you know about the Ishtar Gate? You went through the Ishtar Gate, and beyond that was the seat of Satan. That's in the Old Testament. Those are Ishtar
and
Folks, that's how Matrix-like it is. The churches are satanic worship centers for Ishtar, and it's even called Ishtar. And it's on all the sun cycle dates, and they know that, and they don't care. It's a big joke. They are Satan worshipers, and they know it. Go ahead.
Well, you're 100% correct, but I went on to their website and I'm listening to this pastor, and so he goes out and he visits this church, and now all of a sudden this new church is big, and he asked the pastor, he said, you know, tell me what was the difference of the church becoming as big as it is with you guys? He goes, well, we had some anti-government people in our church, and I finally came out and said, you know, Romans 13, that God ordains governments and you're to obey God. And we've been prospering ever since. Bunch of nonsense. And I told my wife, we are not going to.
That means
church.
Government money. Go ahead and say the name of the church. That means government money.
Well, this is a church in San Diego, and it's called the City Church. And I heard it online, and after I heard that, I told myself I will not be going back to that church. You know, I listen to a lot of stuff online. Pastor Butch Paul, there's Pastor Peters, there's a bunch of preachers that are not controlled by the New World Order, and that's where I get, you know, most of it, unless I'm, you know, reading my Bible for myself. And these small churches, gatherings of people doing home churches, we were doing that back in the 90s. And one quick thing before I go, Alex, I have a question for you. I was watching these chemical trails, and we're in a heat wave right now in California. Is there a chance this garbage that they're putting in the air is making the weather hotter?
No, that's what all the scientists say. They're trying to create global warming, and you notice when a storm comes in, they block it with the trails. It's weather modification, they're now admitting it. No, they're creating droughts, they're creating heat waves. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Man, I am so fired up right now. Let's go ahead and just get Steve Quayle right at the start. for this next hour. Go ahead and get him on the line there, John. Oh, man, I am fired up today. Because I'm past the fear. I'm going up against the tyranny. I know I'm in the right. I've studied the enemy. I know they're scum. I know we don't have any choice but to just really get angry at these people and get focused and get aggressive. It's our spirit that needs to be fixed. We need to be fired up, focused, aggressive, and love liberty and goodness. Instead of having this giggling, slack-jawed, smart-mouth, you know, worldly, lethargic, know-it-all, arrogant spirit. You know what I'm talking about. The people are hungry for the truth, and we got to give it to them. Now, before I go back to your calls and Steve Quayle, I'll tell you about a few of the sponsors that make this worldwide transmission possible. Acola Blue, acolablue.com, atmospheric water generator for the home, pays for itself within 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure clean water without the fluoride, unlimited water for the humidity in the air. Know exactly what you're drinking. Machine produces up to 28 liters of water in 24 hours, or 7.5 gallons. The generated water has passed through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. Simple to use, no chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH, your own source of clean drinking water. How the filtering process works, the water passes through an activated carbon filter and then a silver impregnated carbon filter, then a reverse osmosis system, then a taste and odor removal filter, and is stored in a tank eliminated by antibacterial, antifungal, UV radiation. UV light. I'd like to give you technically what it is. Nutritive, blasting any impurities. Also, SurvivalSeedBank.com. In a real crisis, having a non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, pilgrims, for example, when seeds are the highest value of any barter item, even silver or gold. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds as the UN and others buy them up and hoard them and shut down the companies that sell them. So you need to contact SurvivalSeedBank.com today. Get your own Survival Seed Bank, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or SurvivalSeedBank.com. And then in closing for this hour, man, I'm fired up. This is what happens when I start making myself go to bed at 11 or 12 at night instead of 2 or 3 in the morning, and what happens when I start jogging. That's why it's almost good to not be. My testosterone starts boosting, folks. I get pretty fired up on air, as I'm naturally just higher than a kite, especially when I'm fighting tyranny and focusing in on the effect we're having on what we're doing. Listen to me. We can defeat the New World Order. And just look at the Obama deception. More than 15 million views. Last time I counted it up a week and a half ago. For free on Google and YouTube and everywhere else. There's one YouTube with 1.5 million views that's the best. It says, Obama deception, high quality. But why not have the DVD in the very highest quality? Why not have it and make copies of it? You know the power of the people being turned loose. We can beat these bastards if you just believe in history and take action and get a DVD duplicator and buy at least 100 or 200 blank DVDs and just savagely make copies and give them to people and know that it will shatter the left-right paradigm. It will show them how both parties are controlled and they won't be able to keep the people divided and confused in the left-right system. You shatter that, we're very close to defeating these people. It's their divide and conquer that allows them to control us. So again, InfoWars.com to order the DVD or all the other great books and films and materials that are there. Check out all the new t-shirts we've got that are great for tea parties and events. So you can meet like-minded people just walking down the street. InfoWars.com or call toll-free. You can get a brochure or ask about some of the specials. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or you can simply go to prisonplanet.tv and download them all in super high quality and start burning them to disk right now. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you.
You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Steve Quayle has a lot of military and police sources, but what he's about to tell you is already confirmed. Maryland and California papers reported regular Army was spying on the Tea Parties all over the country. The FBI was out there putting people in databases. They're even announcing this on the news to create a chilling effect so you think you're not allowed to protest or demonstrate. It doesn't matter. Get past the fear. We're the majority. If they get us to cower and act all, you know, that's when the Berlin Wall finally fell and folks just didn't care anymore. We can do this, but this is a cowing, a psyop, calling the troops terrorists. Canada Free Press is reporting FBI spied on Tea Party Americans. We've posted reports as well about the Army doing this up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We're going to get into that and so much more for the next hour. Then Gerald Celente joins us. Steve Quayle from SteveQuayle.com. We'll get his website up on screen as well. We're simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. Steve Quayle, it was a powerful show we did last Thursday on your show. Thanks for having me. It's good to have you here.
Well, Alex, I think the synergy that was present in the show that you did with me was the one that had to get as much information the shortest amount of time out. Because, again, what you have done and what I'm trying to do, and together we're doing it, is giving different sources and combining our sources and our intel gathering abilities and presenting, I'd say, the most realistic picture to the people that they could ever hope for. And if they listen to mainstream news, Alex, I'm telling them they're already mind-controlled, dead as zombies. Because the mainstream news is nothing more than the mouthpiece of the Illuminati. And let me go to immediately the story of the FBI spying on the Tea Party Americans. What most people don't understand is that there's compartmentalized intelligence within all of the areas of the military and all of the national security agencies and their offshoots. And even to some extent, obviously, the FBI has compartmentalized or special compartmentalized intelligence. What happened is a directive went out to the 56 special agents in charge across the country to basically film and to put into the database in Washington, and we'll talk about the restricted access to that database in a moment, but everybody is basically being targeted. In other words, the Obama administration is going to quell all First Amendment rights. I've been told by my sources deep inside that the entire Patriot movement is to be categorized, it's to be cataloged, and we've known this, Alex, we've told people this, but they don't believe us. Now it's basically, mainstream news, North
and police should know they've been categorized. They don't just say troops. In the more internal documents that I've talked to sources and been even allowed to see, but they're so classified, you know, we can't even, you know, bring them out here because that's the agreement with sources. They're classifying police. I mean, don't just think for a minute they're saying number one threat is veterans and gun owners and leaving cops out that aren't going to play along with this. When the, you know, Soviet takeover, Nazi takeover happens, they always have purges of the military and police. Go ahead.
Absolutely, and I want to make it clear, the police and all corresponding people that go along with the purges of the people that were listed by Janet Napolitano are absolutely, they're the blue list. They get taken out. That means liquidated, exterminated within 30 to 60 days after helping the powers that be, the New World Order people, to go after us. Now, let me read something because this is important, Alex. This is really critical, okay? The information that was collected by the special agents in charge was submitted to Washington. We're at the level of the National Security Branch. This information was to include the Office of the Director of Intelligence, the DI, and integrated with a restricted access database, one of the reportedly is accessible by only two agencies of the 14 agencies that comprise U.S. intelligence community, according to the source. Over the years, when I have talked about the red and blue list, people always say, well, I want a copy of the list. Well, it's probably some of the most controlled information or data out there. It even goes on to say that not all special agents in charge, they weren't to inform everybody within their department. So this was a national security-directed intel gathering event to put into the database to basically come after everybody.
SteveQuayle.com, InfoWars.com. Steve, stay there. We'll be right back. They're attempting to have a putsch, a takeover of the United States. Then they will kill at least half the country. Will they get away with it?
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, some stations don't care that first 5 minutes. Steve Quayle, recap who you are, what you do for... I've got a lot of new affiliates lately. Some folks may not know who you are. Just like a lot of folks don't know who I am when I'm on your show. Tell folks a little bit about yourself, the intel you've got. It integrates 100%. Everything you were saying when I was on your show last Thursday was clicking and making connections. And we've got all the pieces of the puzzle. We know it's classic tyranny, but the most virulent form ever. And we know it's a fast-growing viral infection of tyranny. We know this is the virulent signature or wavelength or type. I mean, no doubt this is, folks, when I get up here and I tell you, they're going to set up a bank of the world with a, you know, world carbon taxes on everything you do and ban fireplaces, it's already happening in many states. I mean, all I'm doing is reading their documents. You have to understand, these are the people that funded Stalin, Hitler, Mao, Pol Pot. They are vicious. Okay? And we have always been who they want to take down. And they want to do a Ukrainian-type takedown of this nation. Steve Quayle, you've got the floor. I'm going to just sit back. Go.
Well, the idea is that you nailed it so correctly, Alex. This is a slaughter in the preparation mode, okay? And we've got to basically make as many duplicates copies of your videos and get them out to everybody. But here's the thing I think that people need to understand. While there is yet a whisper of time to make a difference, you've got to seriously write your senators, congresswomen, scream at the top of your lungs, write editorials, get on talk shows, and demand Janet Napolitano's resignation. Now, here's why I say that. When these guys, and they test, they always take, it's three steps forward, two steps backward, but they still end up a step ahead at the end of the day. The idea that all returning vets would be painted with terrorist brush, and Alex, we need to cover this. The reason the definition of terrorism is being broadened is so that under the terrorism rule, you'll be denied due process. And all those issues that you've talked about before on your shows, this is where we're headed, ladies and gentlemen. And it's everybody but them, Alex, and that's what I think is the missing link in our conversations with all the listening audience and all the audience that's viewing your Tay's videos, listening to you and I around the world. And by the way, the rest of the world sees what's going on in retrospect. I'm getting half a dozen emails a day from people all around the world that listen to you, listen to I, that people put us up on YouTube, you're up on YouTube, I'm up on YouTube. But the deal is that people have got to understand, this is when you've drawn the attention of the world's population to the occult nature of the Illuminati and the Bohemian Grove and everything. I don't think people understand. Once the blood begins to flow, it does not stop. And I can tell you, I've talked to the highest ranking military officials that there are, way beyond what most people even know exist. I've talked to people from NORTHCOM. I've talked to different individuals. And all the thing they're saying, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. I talked to one of the world's lead surveillance providers of equipment to the government. And he said, a retired Navy SEAL friend of his said, get all the guns you can. I'm just telling you what I'm being told. Get all the food you can, because very soon the economy is going to be brought to a screeching halt. So all this yippy-skippy feel-good talk that's out there coming, well, things have turned around. Oh, really? What's changed? What has changed so dramatically that things have turned around? The idea, Alex, that the bio event or a nuclear event, very soon. Now, here's the thing that people got to realize. That list that was posted, especially, but that you went into great detail with, that we talked about together, you talked about separately, is absolutely the hit piece for vilifying a group of people who will be blamed for what is going to be initiated in this country. And because the events are going to be so horrific and so awesome, when I say awesome, not in a good sense, but just so overwhelmingly wicked and evil, people will do anything. They'll clamor. They'll scamper. They'll absolutely run in total amazement at the level of devastation. Because, again, when you and I have detailed the globalist plan to take the population of the world down from 6 billion to 500 million, they're serious about that. And I want to share something else. The idea that we're being told anything close to the truth, you've got to get through your minds, ladies and gentlemen, that there is no truth coming out of mainstream news. Did you see Anderson Cooper, mocking in his gay overtones the entire tea bag movement? You know, that's not what it's called, but that means something.
They're
special.
Now saying anyone on MSNBC on show after show, it's a talking point, who protests the banks hates black people. So they're trying to stir up race war. They're creating division, and that's their talking point. You're a neo-Nazi if you don't like the bankers, or you're a right-wing extremist when it's the majority. 98% of people in polls aren't against the bankers. They're making their move, and Steve, as you know, they have now called for what we knew they were going to do and predicted they would do on record. They're going to make it public stock. The money the federal government put in the banks is going to be public stock. That means it's being stolen completely.
Absolutely, and this is the thing that people don't understand. Money always is transferred from weak hands to strong hands. And the powerhouse now, and I said this 10 years ago, Alex, I said China will be built up the Chinese economy will become the greatest economy in the world at the expense of the American economy. Our technology, our entire banking system will shift to the East, and obviously that's what Jimmy Rogers has been saying for years too. But the thing that people don't understand is this is a blueprinted destruction of the American way of life.
That's why they pay. Listen, I mean, I hate to interrupt, but you're right. Folks, he's not just saying this. That's why they pay tax incentives to leave. That's why only the U.S. and Western Europe and Canada and Australia and New Zealand have to do the carbon cuts. They're saying in the next 2 to 10 years, they're phasing in over the next 10, that will destroy what's left of our industry. China and India don't have to make those cuts. This is designed to shut us down. Go ahead.
Well, I think the best example of that is the credit fiasco that's going on with credit cards. And by the way, information came into me, I think, over the weekend that Chase was down on their credit card processing from people that actually work for Chase. So I think that what people have got to understand is, look, we were all sold this bill of goods called, what would you call it, forever prosperity or prosperity forever. And just the houses would never go down, your job is secure, blah, 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 and go out and borrow 125% of your house or your home's value. What people don't understand is the court. This is what's important. When Ansel Rothschild made the statement, give me control of a nation's money and I care not who writes its laws, Jesus said the love of money is the root of all evil, and I'm saying that they who control the money control the evil. Look at it's now changed from those evil bankers that are caught literally, with their $500 million golden parachutes, and now it's all the Patriots' fault. And we're all a bunch of racists. Alex, I used to write extensively on Cold War scenarios for war, given the access I was given to different documents and people over the years. And I have sat down with double agents, both the United States government and former Russian agents, after the break of Soviet Union, in public, and they said, you Americans are so stupid, we're going to steal your country. Now, I'm not just saying this is a Russian thing, and we're going to generate a civil war. Now, if you look at it, and they said, and even people who have argued against you and I all these years, now they can't deny it when they're out of a job, when their 401's 201K or whatever, it's half of what it's worth. And by the way, 60 Minutes did a piece on that. I've told people, you've told people, look, they've got to get out of their 401Ks or IRAs, but the same group of sinister scumbag international elitists are sucking the last dollars out of the American population's pockets by saying, oh, what a buying opportunity, what a bottom line. You're going to have Gerald Celente on in the next hour, aren't you?
Yes.
And Gerald has said, look, it's going to be revolution of the streets. And the thing that's important for people to understand, ladies and gentlemen, I use the term whisper of time left. And the point is that you have got to stand up. You can't just count on Alex Jones, though you can. You can't just count on me and all the other voices out there. It's got to be your voice. And I'm serious, Alex. Every single veteran should be writing a letter to their congressmen and senators demanding Janet Napolitano's resignation.
And let me stop you. It's not that they even so much listen. It's a trial balloon. They admit this. They're always testing things.
Absolutely.
Notice Obama said a month ago, we're going to put satellite tracker boxes in all your cars and tax them by the mile. The public
right.
said no. They backed off, but they're still going to try it later. They do this on every single issue. Like he's saying, I don't want to ban all your guns now. It's too politically unpopular. And then his own people snicker in Congress. Yeah, we've got to rob them all first. And it is the fact. Imagine you're the globalist. They want to bring the U.S. down. It's always been their main target. They've used us as an engine of the New World Order. Now they're done with us. What do they do about 100 million gun owners? They use that against us. They can't march out against us, so they destroy the economy. Crime breaks down. Society breaks down. The military is already trained and ready to go out on the streets. Then they stage shootouts between patriots and the military. They send the military into missions where the patriots will fight them. Then the globalist main enemy that I've been saying for years, and now it's public news, the military and the American people kill each other. That's what three-dimensional real chess in the New World Order is all about. They are divide and conquer at multi-levels. Everything they do is divide liberal for a conservative, black from white. Everything they do is divide military from the people, you know, police from the people, so they can play us off against each other while they sit back offshore and do it. Steve, what do we do then, knowing they're running the PSYOP and how they're hyping the rioting and all of this and pushing it?
Well, the Brotherhood of Darkness cannot stand the light, but even more than that, there is the ability to resist. You know, the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee. First thing people have got to understand, and you've built this case so many years, Alex, is that this is a supernatural, Lucifer-worshipping a cadre of intensely evil people. And you can't even put evil in the context of the standard understanding
it's
of
it's basically a thousand Sith lords.
Well, absolutely. And then I'd add on steroids, okay?
Yes.
Because again, the thing that we've got to realize, and not only realize, is this. They can be held back. Whether they can be stopped or not, you and I both know if they go to their dirty deed bag of tricks and use a hyperplague. And for the record, I was the first guy almost 15 years ago talking about the reconstitution of the 1918 Spanish flu.
No, I know. When I first heard you 15 years ago, I remember, Steve, everything. I remember you were saying, you know, 15 years ago, get out of the derivatives right when they were starting. Stay there. Steve Quayle, straight ahead. A lot of news, a lot of analysis, key information.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Man thing.
quail. We know since at least the late 1970s, everything the federal government has done is prepare for massive emergencies and taking over county and city governments. John Warner Defense Authorization Act, PDD 51, and others clearly state that the attack is based on the governors and the Congress, that the government will, that the illegitimate National Security Council, as the Washington Post reported last month, is basically already in a dictatorship through NORTHCOM, through Space Command, which is, there's a real Space Command, but the public isn't even aware of it, even though it's published. This is the real government. They're gearing up for bird flu. We know that they put it in the vaccines in Europe, shipped it all over the world. Suddenly we're getting Reuters and London Telegraph articles about people dying being given the vaccine. Weird trials where they tell people it's one shot and give it to them and they die. Do you think we're really coming up to the point where they're going to do it? Because in my gut, I've never been so upset.
Absolutely. And Alex, I think the time may have already been telegraphed by FEMA, you know, their national level exercise that's coming on through the 27th or 31st of July. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
And the situation that's going to be telling on that, and I think most people need to understand this.
Now tell folks about it who may not be aware.
Okay, well, the FEMA national level exercise is going to go on throughout the country, and it's all scaled around domestic terrorism. Now why this is critical is because command, control, and communication is the key. And during an exercise, you and I have always cautioned, and most people are alert enough that listen to us to know now, that when there is an exercise taking place, it could be a cover for the real thing.
Yeah, when back in 2000, when they released the weaponized foot and mouth, they later admitted accidentally out of Port and Down in England, they were doing an exercise around the country, and then magically it popped up in a two-day period where they were doing the exercise.
Absolutely. And so the thing that's important for everyone to recognize, it only takes one command word from NORTHCOM to change it from an exercise into full-scale implementation. Now, Alex, I've been talking to too many people in the background about Henry Kissinger's statement about there will be no private firearms ownership in the United States after September this year. So if it's going to take 30, 60 days to slaughter everybody, they're going to slaughter. And, you know, I get a lot of flack, Alex, when I talk about this. But I can tell you point blank is that right now we're seeing that quelling or the ending of all First Amendment rights, period, okay?
And they've announced they're getting, we know the government's war gaming, attacking people's systems through the internet, and with Jay Rockefeller saying we'd be better off without the internet.
Absolutely. And I think the thing is that, and I want to share this, I'm going to be posting today later an orange alert, and it's going to basically make the appeal to everyone who's taking their oath of office. And I know you've had the Oath Keepers head guy on and stuff, but what I don't think people understand is that over the next several months, law enforcement and the military are going to be given unlawful, illegal orders and unconstitutional orders to round up and purge dissidents against all the New World Order crowd.
Now, you've never talked like this, Steve. You're saying you believe they're preparing to move. How do we short-circuit them doing that?
Well, first of all, we know for a fact that we've been able to short-circuit by exposing this stuff, okay? Now, all I know as Alex, I believe we're buying time. We're buying time for people to get prepared. But the fact is that the red list, and the red list is still a real list. You know, it's funny, isn't it, that we've been getting...
Well, they now have the no-fly list with over 1,100,000 totally innocent people on it. And now they're saying that's going to be a no-buy list. Go ahead.
You got it. See, it goes from no-fly to no-buy. And also, let me share this. All the globalists have had to do is stop the importation of goods. And that's why, you know, obviously we're seeing guns and we're seeing firearms and ammunition, short supply, blah, blah, blah. But it goes all the way through the whole system. People are saying they go to this mark, that mark.
The military refuses to sell its brass now to the gun manufacturers for ammo. I've got, if you just Google Homeland Security visits gun owner, thousands of hits. I did it yesterday. You bought 1,000 rounds. Why? Homeland Security, secret police, arresting people who bought a few thousand rounds of ammo, saying it's an arsenal when it's not even against the law. Go ahead.
Right. And I want to share this. People are noticing, and I'm getting massive amounts of data telling us that checkpoints are being set up on the on and off ramps, especially in Virginia, south of Washington, D.C. Now, these are new things, Alex. Even up here in Montana, you know, we're about probably 40 to 50 miles between any city, if you can
call
it that.
They've got regular army popping up when governors say you're not allowed to do this. In Tennessee, the army still comes out.
Yep. And again, the thing is that what I'm saying is I believe we have the real debt. Now, listen, here's the other thing I'm telling everybody. And I want to make this clear, and I can't go into detail, but you can read between the lines. The idea, ladies and gentlemen, that if veterans are vilified to ultimately be liquidated, then you've got to understand those with special qualifications are going to be the ones in the first flight. So I'm telling all former combat veterans, special forces, Green Berets, Delta, and special operations personnel who are out of the service that they must change their physical location. Now, I'm telling you, there's a reason why. For a long time, and I don't think people understand.
Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have a...
The United States has had a hedge of protection up around it. Doesn't mean we hadn't had wars and hundreds of thousands dead per major war. It was like 500,000 in the Civil War, a couple 100,000 in World War One, World War Two. Slavery, all those things, but the rest of the world is barbarism and enslavement, where thugs run everything. Now, the big bankers in control engineered the Russian Revolution. They funded Hitler. That's on record. Mao, Pol Pot. And they're planning that here, clearly. I remember telling you 10 years ago they had secret dossiers on all gun owners and all this. Now they just admit it. They're paying off the preachers, even small preachers we've confirmed who have small home churches are getting Homeland Security letters about, remember Romans 13, you do what the government tells you. And these are, of course, preachers that have been speaking out against the government. I mean, Steve, this is a secret police. This is a criminal government that knows it's about to do even more horrible things, so it's trying to get everybody to stand down. But then they know it's going to blow up into rebellion, and then they're going to call everybody that's standing up terrorist. My God, this is going to be a horrible situation, Steve. But, I mean, police, military, former special forces, you're really saying the government's going to come after them? I mean, where are they going to get these forces in the first wave? I see them playing us off against each other in the first wave till society breaks down, then going and doing the red and blue list. But you say you've got other intel. Go ahead.
Got other intel, and let me share this. It comes from the highest realms of the military themselves, and it comes from some of the best placed sources. And when I say this, you know, look, the deal is, Alex, is that the hunter-killer teams are coming. NATO has been brought in this country. Remember when Secretary of Defense Gates said that they may need to call on NATO to bring in troops because we were deployed all over the world? We told people that was the plan, to deploy U.S. troops who would be loyal to the United States, their oath, defend the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and to bring in NATO troops. There are agencies that specifically do nothing but literally monitor the whereabouts of all these different individuals.
Now, no, we've always known that. I mean, they constantly spy on the vets who think that doing all these black ops, the government loves them. They hate you because they know you're going to resist when they try the Soviet-style purge. Go ahead.
Right, and I think they could have called us BS brokers or whatever. They've called me worse than that. I'm sure you've had it worse than that. But the point is, Napolitano basically validated everything that you and I have been warning about for these past 15, 10 years, whatever. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, how dare they vilify a group of men and women who would lay down their lives for their country and then turn them into the enemy with the same brush as, oh, those gun owners, those constitutionists, those patriots, those right-wing terrorists, blah, blah, blah. If we don't command a lawsuit, a multifaceted lawsuit against the, and I'm telling you, these are hate crimes, ladies and gentlemen. They're totalitarian hate crimes, and they are violating your civil rights. And not only are they violating your civil rights, they're, in essence, Alex, the Napolitano document has solidified the execution warrants that are already issued.
And it shows they're the bad guys. I mean, you know, look, foreign banks are looting the GDP in 6 months. All the production of the country stolen in half a year for an entire year. They are just running rampant, stealing everything. The only reason I think you may be right, they may go hot and sooner rather than later, Steve, unless we get the word out like our lives depend on it, is because all the rich people for 3 years have been leaving the United States, and I mean the billionaires. And I've talked to them. A lot of them live here in Austin, and they're freaked out themselves going, oh, yeah, you don't know the elite. I'm getting the hell out of here. Oh, yeah, there won't even be an America. And I go, what do you mean there won't be an America? And they just said, there won't be an America. I don't know what that means, but I just can't believe they're doing this.
Well, here they are doing it, Alex. And the problem is that when it becomes so in your face, it's one thing to warn about it for years or a decade and a half. It's another thing when everything you've warned about is now present on your plate. Now, also, the feds are going to tell the military and law enforcement people to send their families to so-called safe zones.
And they're going to say that we're killing... Steve, this is key, and I've always had this thought and researched it, and I always forget to say it on air. They're going to kill some of the select police and military. I just differ on how many with you. And then blame it on us. Sorry,
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's the nature of my orange alert that's going up on my website today, or maybe up tomorrow. But here's the deal. Understand this, Alex. The military and law enforcement are going to be promised the protection of their families, okay? And then their family members are going to be used as a lever to get them to comply with the illegal orders to kill U.S. citizens and round them up and send them to camps. And children. See, remember we were breaking the info about, well, all these kids are going to be locked down in schools and moved to safe zones? You would do anything to keep your family alive, wouldn't you?
And I remember you saying that 12, 13 years ago, myself reporting it. Then we got sent footage from places like Missouri and the Ozarks where they load the elementary up with their hands up on buses without telling them where they were going, take them to a FEMA camp, and then call the parents and say, you've got to come here to pick them up. And it was an admitted drill. And now the news admits during the collapse of society, they are going to have the military and police, quote, move in to defended camps for themselves. My God, what a sickening plan they've devised.
Well, this is, I think the word sickening, satanic, diabolic, Luciferian, wickedness. Now, Jesus said, and Alex, I'm quoting Jesus because when he tells it like it is, you don't have to question it like it is. He said, there's never been a time like it in history, nor would be again. And I got to tell you, that upsets me when I
even when worse I think, than the days of Noah.
Absolutely. And the thing that I think that people need to recognize right now is that, look, their hopes, their dreams, their futures, their earning capacity, everything that they've worked hard for all their life has been literally taken away from them by the very people that are now using the media and the mouthpieces and the vomit brokering whores to vilify us. And remember, they identify, they vilify, they nullify, and now they destroy. And so what I'm telling people, I could not be more serious. The lateness of the hour demands that people become active. They can't let Alex Jones do it. They can't let Steve Quayle do it. They can't let whoever their favorite or non-favorite talk radio show, they have to do it. And see, again, well, the idea is, listen, they can even tell the level of resistance by how many people complain. Do you follow me? See,
yes.
If only a million people complain, they go, that's a piece of cake.
They're testing our defenses. They're testing our picket line.
You got it. Thank you. That's what I was trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say. So they're testing the picket line. Now, here's one thing that everyone can take great hope in. The thing is that there is a promise, and there are promises, that they that know the living God shall be strong and do exploits. There are amazing people, Alex, still in the military. There are amazing people. Not all of them are sold out to the devil. But the problem is, and this is the big issue, I have been told by top-level military brass that literally the U.S. military assets are going to basically be left in Europe so that the Luciferians, and let me share this with you, the whole private Hessian army thing is all based on the fact that all the money has been diverted from the regular military. Notice their budgets are being cut. But isn't it amazing that multi-billion dollar contracts are being given to defense contractors, i.e. Blackwater Now Z, and also...
Oh, no, there's been major news articles written. There's been major articles written about how all these big companies have hired their own armies or produced their own armies. They've been getting ready for a siege mode for decades, hardening their corporate and government facilities to literally shut the economy down in a Great Depression. But now we're not agrarian, we're not rural, so that's their main weapon, is just shutting everything off. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And again, the situation is that, listen, if you're taking assets that should be used to defend the country, and see, this is what I wish the military would understand, especially those who still love this country. They basically, a lot of the multi-star generals and stuff that have been gone into retirement or forced into retirement, etc., they basically are not aware of the degree of subterfuge on the international financial scene. I have contacts, Alex, in both Beijing and Hong Kong, and they tell me point blank, and you can't get any better connected, that most of the bailout money is being sent overseas to buy commodities. Then a big story comes on that China's buying all the copper they can. China knows what's getting ready to happen. The United States, which has been one of the most amazing producing countries in the world, we've exported in the good days, we exported food, we exported our technology, we exported things that could help people's lives be better. Then the greed monsters from hell show up, and they decide, hey, we're not done just plundering the United States. We got to plunder the planet. And it's planetary plundering on a demonic, supernatural, Luciferian level that's taking place. And the people, you know, what I watched, let me jump to 60 Minutes. What I watched, the common theme of all the people that lost half their retirement or all their retirement, they were too busy to pay attention, Alex. They were too busy to pay attention to their future, to their finances, because they let somebody else do it. Do you hear what I'm saying? If
yes.
People look to you and I to be the only guys to do it, that's why you've got a copy, ladies and gentlemen.
No, you're right.
You've got to do everything you can do. Those of you in the military, they're given an unlawful and an unconstitutional order. At the time it's given, that's the point you have to deal with it. And I'll let the imaginations of those. Getting back to somebody who said, why Special Forces, Delta, all the guys that have specialized training, because they can teach others. And this is the thing, Alex. Too many coincidences. Right now, Criminal Investigation Division of the military is investigating a couple Army deaths at one of the Army hospitals.
Well, they killed, they're constantly killing the Delta Force people when they
Absolutely.
Come back. And I saw a report, suicides are at like 10 times, I think it was even higher. I just Google record military suicides. It was just astronomical, off the charts. Most of these aren't suicides, they're killing people.
Absolutely. And isn't there a big story by Seymour Hersh about a former high-level U.S. vice president that was heading up the hit squads?
Absolutely.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, here's the thing. Here's the thing you've got to do. You've got to turn off the bloody TV. I call it the zombie machine. That zombie machine is a mind-controlling neuro-linguistic programming device. That's why they're even bigger, Alex. You walk into Costco, you know, 100 TVs, basically, you know, 40, 50 inches, whatever big they are, right there, beaming out, streaming out. But what I don't think...
Hey, I took RTF 15-plus years ago, and they openly admitted there was subliminals in billboards, radio, TV, all the big productions, and then they admit the flicker rate, the way they put all the different screens on there. They'll have like 10 screens behind them where your conscious mind can't pick it all up, but your subconscious mind kicks in. Then the info beams right in. I mean, they've got multi-layers of propaganda and programming, and I catch myself watching Obama listening when he does that perfect cadence, when he goes, I mean, I can't even do it like he does it. And then I read top neurolinguistic programmers that are, you know, mainstream scientists working for governments. They say he's a master at it. He's up there literally hypnotizing people.
And this is something, again, before people boo-boo or say, oh, you're both crazy. Here's the thing. You know, the people that were fat and sassy with a heavy retirement and, you know, $500,000 house in Austin and no worries, now they're out on the streets, not only in Austin, but all the major cities of the United States. Ask yourself this, ladies and gentlemen. How is it that everybody who saw it coming, and those of us who were warning about it way before even Peter Schiff and Gerald came on the scene, we've been warning about it, but we were always marginalized. Now the bottom line is the Illuminati's out in such plain sight. You know, Alex, you've heard the same thing I've heard. There's nothing you can do to stop us. That's their threat. They're, you know, we don't care what you tell. It's too late. Well, I maintain as long as somebody's got breath and the will and desire to take their oath seriously. You know, even God says don't take an oath haphazardly. Let your yeas be yea and your nays be nay. For any more than that proceeds out of that, that's sin. It's simply stated. Jesus is saying an oath is something that someone binds themselves to. And so the new oaths that are being bounced out there, you know this, is that under the new administration, oaths will not be taken to the Constitution or pledged to the Constitution. I want to make a statement. When the very images of historic Christianity are covered up at the college, Georgetown, by request of the White House, and a pyramid is placed over that image on a black banner, And the President of the United States is basically the head in the middle of the pyramid. Let me share this what that means.
Let me stop you.
Here comes the New World Order.
Start over because I want to put that on screen. Guys, because we're at PrisonPlanet.tv, Google Georgetown University White House request Christian images taken down Georgetown University or White House request removal of Christian. And then put it up and show folks the Black Pyramid. Exactly. They didn't just remove the cross. They brought in the Black Pyramid, explained to people what that means. Hierarchical mass death. Here is our man on the black horse, the man on the white horse. You know, it's bringing you death. Start over, Steve.
Well, again, the idea was that prior to the president speaking at Georgetown, the request was made by the White House and by the staffers that all Christian imagery be covered up. Not only that, but especially the IHS, the very presentation of Jesus behind the place that Obama would be speaking. Now, to put a black pyramid up there, the pyramid is the ultimate. Go to your dollar bill, ladies and gentlemen, the New World Order. Basically, Alex, what that meant was, and I'm telling you, the Luciferian symbology is the old epic or the old days are over. Onto the stage, stage right, comes the new deliverer, okay? It's not enough to just put that imagery up there. The ramification is that Obama is typing or being typed with the all-seeing eye on the pyramid, the eye of Horus, H-O-R-U-S. And not only that, that's probably the most in-your-face slap against heaven. Look, I'm not privy to the conversations going on in heaven right now, and I'm not being a wise guy when I'm saying this, but of all the insults that I think could ever be levied against the Lord Jesus Christ, that has to be one of the most dramatic. Now, let me share this, too, to people. A man who is superstitious, Obama carries talismans in his pocket. He presented them to the reporters. You remember that? He had a little monkey god named Hanuman?
Yeah, he carries the same talismans. Remember the big sports team owner in Memphis? And there was rumors there were little talismans up in a pyramid, up in the top of the pyramid?
Yep.
And we have the news articles,
when they opened it up, it's the same talismans that Obama carries. They put it in Time and Newsweek. These are high satanic talismans. So exactly, it isn't just, oh, get that Jesus out from behind me. He believed that would lessen his power. Go ahead.
Yeah, and now you nailed it. It's power, Alex. Power is the quintessence. Look, I've known millionaires. I've known billionaires. I've talked to people that I don't know any of the trillionaires, but I know the people that work for the trillionaires, and there are trillionaires. The thing is that when you take a talisman, you are invoking the power of that. And the invocation of the power. You know the last person to do that in history on a major level? Hitler.
Yeah, Hitler.
And he did it in Berlin. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to read a great book, read The Third Reich and the Occult. Because again, what I'm saying, Alex, is this. Even in the Bible, when evil spirits are cast out, they go and seek someone else to possess, okay? I wonder personally where that spirit that left Hitler was. When I saw who was speaking in Berlin, I didn't have to wonder anymore.
Well, you know, he literally went to Hitler's favorite speaking spot.
You got it. And behind him was a seat of the seat of Satan that Jesus spoke about in the Book of Revelation. And the actual, I don't know if you know this, but it resided in Pergamos, which is in Turkey. It was brought to the Berlin Museum, and a copy of it was literally behind him as he spoke to Berlin.
No, I did know that.
Well, and see, this is the thing, Alex. It's amazing how many years you've been talking about the Bohemian Grove, the occult nature of the Illuminati, and to have such illuministic symbols right thrown in your face. I got to tell you, brother, I don't know if there are any... Seriously, I don't know. The thing that makes me furious is the ministers in this country that should be speaking the truth are now being castigated, castrated, and silenced by the
Roman Church. Well, we've got a lot of atheists and agnostics listening. Even if they don't believe in God, our point is, as a scientific, historical fact, the elites do, and they believe in Satan and destruction and blood. I mean, it's a fact. Look out.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a
potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MRDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Got Steve Quayle with us 5 minutes in the next hour, and then Gerald Celente. We'll take a few calls, Lenny Brock and others that are calling for him. Also want to encourage listeners to realize that now is the time to take action. People are ready to hear the truth now. Everything that they heard us talk about for years, almost everybody out there has heard Steve or myself, or you know, he goes coast to coast all the time, or his own show. They've heard myself or a half dozen other folks out there that get the big picture. Steve gets it. And he even adds a lot that I didn't know over the years. I've learned a lot from him. We appreciate him. Now is the time to reach out to people. Even if you think it's all over, folks, it's the will to fight, the will to stand up. That's what saves you. Life is about the choice. And God hates cowards. I'll tell you that right now, folks. And it's so good to fight evil. It's what you're meant to do. That's why you're not fulfilled. Get the Obama Deception on DVD at InfoWars.com. Make copies of it. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Download it in super high quality when you're a member. Burn it to disk. Air it on Access TV. This film is literally sending shockwaves across the nation right now. Let's intensify that even more. Let's get a reprieve for Nineveh so we have more time to wake up more people. Let's reverse this thing. Let's try to lessen the strikes of the New World Order, you know, on our head with their hammer. It's just so important. So InfoWars.com or toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com. Steve, fire out the Q files for folks. SteveQuayle.com. How do you spell Quayle for those that don't know how?
Quayle.com. And Alex, my orange alert is posted. I mean every word of it, and I also want to get one thing in before I sign off with you. We're getting reports from all over the country that census takers are showing up, but they're not showing up at every home in the neighborhood. They're selectively showing up and taking GPS readings. They seem to be going off another list, and somebody that had this happen said he and his neighbor are both gun owners, and they were the only two in the neighborhood that had that happen. Now, of course, they could be going off the ATF Form 4s or 4473s or whatever, you know, is filed with whomever. But I suggest, ladies and gentlemen, that you do not identify, vilify, and make them the brunt of all the world's evil like Janet Napolitano did without the object, ultimate object of being the destruction of everyone. And, Alex, I agree with you. We buy every second of time we can for people. We buy every minute, every hour. Every day is one more moment of God's infinite mercy pleading with people to see what's coming down. You know, listen, when the God is out there, those who worship Satan ought to figure out that obviously if Satan hates God and Satan identifies that God, Christians, and Jesus are his enemies, then maybe there's another side to the story besides the one they've been indoctrinated with all these years. Alex, we're at the latest point in all time, and given the rhetoric is increasing, and I tell you this, we know actions follow rhetoric, but ladies and gentlemen, if you will step up, if you will absolutely, as veterans, let your voices be heard, and those of you who will not step up, then at least help the veterans financially. Some of these men and women who are some of the most amazing men and women in the world are on the streets or in flop houses because everybody's abandoned them. And Alex, the idea of cutting off veterans' benefits is tantamount to executing them. That's my statement.
I'm going to hold you over one more minute and take a few calls. You got time for that?
Sure.
But going back to him saying, cover up the name of Jesus in the church where he was going to speak, I mean, politicians have always gone and spoken at churches, even if they're not even Christians.
Right.
This is a message. You know, they do this on purpose. This is a highly religious man. People say he's a Muslim. No, he's not a Muslim. He's a Luciferian.
Right. And the promised one has come. And if you take the, if you understand, okay, when the Illuminists talk about the Great One or the Promised One, they're not talking about the Messiah. They're talking about the literal, physical incarnation of Lucifer on the planet.
You're saying you believe, the Illuminists believe he is the Antichrist?
believe that. I don't know that he's the Antichrist, but I'm telling you, they look at him. Now, remember, there's a time in the Bible where the Antichrist is the Antichrist, and then he gets literally possessed by the devil.
You're saying he's a prototype. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment with Steve Quayle. Vanity Fair came out this month with a cover story. I have the magazine. It admits that Christian conservative leaders go and have gay orgies there, and that they do rituals, but it goes on to say it's fun and no big deal. Again, people can say, oh, Bohemian Grove, they're just having fun. No, they take it seriously. These people are lunatics. Gerald Celente coming up. A few calls for Steve Quayle quickly. Have your question ready, please. Lenny in New York. Lenny and then Barack. That'll be it for calls for Steve. Go ahead, Lenny.
Hey, what's up, man? I heard you heard just the call and writer officials and have our voices be heard, and I agree, but since 1,000-to-1 calls against the bailout in October and Congress still passed it, I just have no confidence in our officials.
Well, I agree with that, but the thing is, we're all demanding one thing. We're demanding that Napolitano step down and resign. And why I'm saying this is that if everyone will focus on a specific individual who has targeted them, the pressure, this is one thing Washington does respond to. And I'll go on to basically say, Alex, I'm saying all we can do is buy time. I don't.
And then the message goes out that this is criminal and bad. You have to punish them for saying all the veterans are basically terrorists and gun owners buying guns are terrorists. It actually says that. You have to. They've thrown down the gauntlet. You have to send the message to everybody that that was bad what she did. If not, the precedent set. Go ahead, Lenny.
No, absolutely. But you know, we called 1,000-to-1 against the bailout, and they still. You know, they have an agenda. They're going to go through with it.
But it's got to be on record. But it's got to be on record that they're criminals doing the opposite of what the people in the Constitution and the law says. Appreciate your call. Correct, Steve?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to continue to fight. Brock in Long Island. Brock, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Alex and Steve. You know, I had just a couple questions. You know, one question I had was, you know, we've been talking about fighting the New World Order. And I was thinking, you know, how about we use our systems against them? For example, like, what if we were to open our own bank and then be able to use fractional reserve to create funds and to
well,
be able to create...
Well, they have bank regulators. They won't let you.
Basically, they're assassinated or marginalized. It doesn't work.
They won't
even
let
you. Even if we were
to
have, like, you know, I mean, everybody on Alex Jones' show is depositors and taking their money out of the major banks.
Sir, they will send a hit team to kill you. They've done it to hundreds of people we know of. Or you can even be selling silver coins. And saying it's a new monetary system, which is not illegal, they still SWAT team you. Look at the Liberty Dollar. Steve, tell him.
Well, absolutely. The bottom line is that, listen, the power to tax and the power to basically print money are the two most powerful, and when I say this, earthly powers that the Illuminati basically controls. Jesus said the love of money is the root of all evil, the control of it. So the point is that is their power source. They bribe, they kill, they steal. They distort, they absolutely use money. And then when they acquire the power, look, it's why you can...
They shut the money supply off. As soon as they get the power, they shut it off to you so everything implodes so they can come consolidate. Steve, great point. But just in closing, Brock, I'm not knocking you for the idea,
That's why if you
have
some exactly if you start becoming successful, they come after you. If you're some town or city with your own script and it's only being used here and there, they leave you alone. But if it gets popular, they come after you, right, Steve?
Absolutely. That's what we're seeing with the whole Tea Party movement, with what we've put up on the site and we've talked about on the show today.
Yeah, Brock, anything else?
Yeah, you know, I just had one more question. You had mentioned about getting out of your IRA. I mean, do you recommend just getting, you know, completely cashing it out and getting and paying the penalties and
just having
the money out of it? Or?
Steve and Gerald Celente and all our guests that are real experts said get out when it was $14,000 3 years ago.
Yep.
Now it's probably going to run back up maybe to 9 or 10. Then there'll be an even bigger plunge next time. Steve, do you agree?
I agree, Alex. The bottom line is they only put the best bait in the biggest trap, and that's what this is. This is a baiting going on right now. Look, everybody is absolutely urged by me to get control. I've talked to people who have lost millions of dollars, Alex, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and I said, why wouldn't you listen to me 2 years ago? You know what they said? Because my broker said, you guys are all nutcases. Well, guess what? When you're a 70-year-old woman and lost $2 million, maybe the nutcases had more flavor to offer than the lying shill.
Exactly. Thank you, Brock. Steve Quayle, I want to have you back in the near future. God bless you, stevequayle.com. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye-bye.
Amazing individual. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Gerald Celente, and your calls and a lot of news straight ahead.
You are a rebel. Admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes.
For decades, but now, I mean, I was in the studio last night and saw him on ABC broadcast TV, you know, talking about what was coming and happening. And then I got home and I saw him on CNN, and then I was online and I saw clips of him on Fox this weekend getting massive attention, but they're doing little short sound bites. I've got this Russia Today where, you know, they talked to him for 11 minutes. He has a chance to really roll out and lay out what's happening and going on. He predicted the 87 stock market crash. He predicted the fall of, you know, so many other things, the rise. He is on with us for the next 52 minutes. Gerald Celente is a United States trends forecaster, author, and CEO of the Trends Research Institute, founded in 1980. He is noted for predicting the 87 stock market crash and the fall of the Soviet Union. Celente is a close combat practitioner with a black belt trainer whose practice reflects his proactive philosophy. He's a self-described political atheist. I look at things for the way they are, not the way I want them to be. And, Gerald, let's talk about that. He's been on Oprah Winfrey, you name it, the Today Show. I told the story before you were here with us about I see all these people that are at a local radio station I do a Sunday show out of, and back when I was bashing Bush, that was popular and trendy. They liked me and would talk to me. Now one of them won't even talk to me and then sits out in the control room talking crap whenever I'm bashing Obama, saying he's a puppet. Because they have invested their psychology, who they are, their identity with him. They've been suckered by the con man and can't admit it. This is so infantile and so sad. So it's not even that they're stupid. They are under the mind control of this system, aren't they?
Well, you've really put it perfectly. And before we go on, I want to thank you for including me in your wonderful production, The Obama Deception. And applaud you also for putting it out there so quickly, cleanly, and accurately. And I'm honored to be a part of it and having that opportunity.
Great. You've had a chance to see it. I mean, give us your review.
All right. That's what I said. I think it's excellent. You know, I'm honored to be a part of it. And,
we're honored to have
say
you.
That lightly, you know. And, I applaud you for getting out there quickly and pointing out what a deception this is. This is a song and dance show. And you aptly said it. People have this psychologically invested in this agent of change. And when you look at the people who he's brought in, for example, to fix the financial problems, such as Geithner and Orszag and Summers, Clinton retreads, Robert Rubin proteges, it's like bringing in Meyer Lansky, Machine Gun Kelly, and Bugsy Siegel to win the war on crime. I mean, these are the same criminals that made it happen, and now they're going to fix it. So what happens is, and we see this, the liberals are bigger hypocrites than the conservatives. The conservatives believe they're lying. If they want to go to war, you know, they'll go to war. You know, we're going to go kick butt. They believe it. They'll do it. Right or wrong, they believe it. The liberals, on the other hand, they're the bigger hypocrites. They make every excuse that you could imagine for Obama sending more troops to Afghanistan. We're 21,000 now, and I love it. The last 4,000, they're really not troops. They're advisors. What am I, an imbecile? I grew up during the Vietnam War. I remember those advisors as well. But they say things like, well, he inherited this situation. They always make excuses. They've drank the Kool-Aid, and their brains have been washed. And they refuse to see what a big lie this is. He is the antithesis of everything that liberals believe. Look what's going on now with the finding about the CIA torture. And then say, oh, no, we're not going to prosecute them. Why not? If it was you or I that did this, then we would be brought to justice. But there's always an excuse the liberals will give for giving Obama, who we have decided, and we're writing about it in the next edition of our Trends Journal, that he is really the worst of Clinton and the best of Bush.
Explain that.
Well, the worst of Clinton in that this is the guy, you know, that Clinton being the guy that really destroyed our economy, he pushed through NAFTA and globalization that George Bush the First and Ronald Reagan couldn't get through, with the great promise with him and Al Gore that this was going to create more jobs and elevate our standard of living. And, of course, it did nothing to do that. It drove us down in reverse. This has nothing to do with free trade. All it had to do with was opening up markets to slave labor opportunities so that CEOs could get their products made by slaves and ship them back overseas so they can make those exorbitant salaries that they've got.
And that's phase one. Then it also vertically integrates the economy and creates a wasteland back in the U.S. and Western Europe so the bankers can come back in and buy everything up, correct?
Correct. And that's the other Clinton one. Let's remember again who he's brought in. Machine Gun Kelly, Bugsy Siegel, and Meyer Lansky. And when you look at these guys, these are the Clinton crew that destroyed the Glass-Steagall Act, the banking act that was put in place so the banksters couldn't get in the brokerage business, and they would do traditional banking, and the casinos couldn't gamble. These are the same gangsters that deregulated the financial equity business so that they could come up with all these so-called exotic financial instruments such as derivatives, credit swap defaults, and you name whatever else that nobody knows what they're talking about. These are the same people under Clinton. And then, of course, you know, Clinton, you know, people forget that he was bombing Iraq just about, what, on a weekly basis for almost 8 years. And when Madeleine Albright was asked by Leslie Stahl on CBS's 60 Minutes if the sanctions against Iraq were worth the death of over 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five, according to the UN, she said, quote, it was worth the price. So that's the worst of Clinton, without going into more of it. And then the best of Bush is he's keeping these wars going. On Easter weekend, when nobody was paying attention to the news, when I say nobody, the majority, he asked for more money to wage the Iraq war and the Afghan war. He's keeping these wars going. Innocent people are being killed in Iraq for false reasons. The reasons that Bush gave us was that there were ties to Al-Qaeda and weapons of mass destruction. Both of them are false. So he's also the rendition, he's keeping that going, where you could, oh, we're closing Guantanamo, we'll just send him overseas to get tortured. Oh, and look what he's doing with the wiretapping. He's defending Bush's wiretapping excesses.
He's actually expanding it. And if you look at total troop numbers, first they said instantly he'll bring the troops home, then 16 months, then 23. Now his top generals are saying maybe never. Maybe we'll just keep 150,000 in Iraq, but they've already doubled Afghanistan. So total, it's an increase across the board. And you talk to the leftists, they're not really even leftists. They're just literally buying this Madison Avenue creation. And they say, well, at least it's him doing it now. I mean, this is unbelievable.
It is. It's hypocrisy, as I said. And you aptly pointed it out that he's increasing the Bush wiretapping excesses. He's doing everything that the liberals hate. And again, it's this song and dance, America. I mean, look at this guy. I mean, could you imagine a president appearing with comics on a late night comic show like Jay Leno? Where's the dignity? But they'll do anything to push it through.
Hey, what do you think about him lying about everything? I mean, not just big issues, but bowing, grabbing his hand, bowing all the way straight down, and then saying, oh, I dropped something on the floor. Oh, he was too short when the guy's almost as tall as him. He clearly bows and then lies about it.
Well, look what Sarkozy said about him, this hardly made the news as well when he talked about basically what a lightweight Obama is. And
they said he's a groveling, kiss-butt fake, total lightweight who just literally just grovels. And then Sarkozy said, look, all he does is put out rhetoric. It's not even real. They're actually going to, you know, keep all their missiles, but he's running around saying they're going to slash him. And Sarkozy doesn't even care about that. The point is he just said this guy, even in private meetings, is a complete liar and a complete groveling lightweight.
Again, you hit it right on the numbers. And when we look what's happened to America, and this is one of the trend alerts that we put out, is we're calling for an intellectual revolution. People better get smart about this and stop listening to comics and clowns and buffoons and con men. And that's what we call Obama. You know, he's the con man in chief. And again, you go to any of these liberal websites or any of the websites, even, I mean, in newspapers, they quote what Colbert said about this or that, what Jon Stewart said, what Olbermann said, what Hannity said. How about what Mo, Larry, and Curley said? I mean, these people, they're experts on nothing, and they spew out about everything.
You know, you hit on something there. He puts this fake jolly laughing. He was on 60 Minutes and keeps laughing at the reporter. And the reporter looked at him, and it was real. He could tell. It said, are you drunk or something? What, are you punch drunk? And Obama was just spewing this fake. I mean, it's totally fake. Gerald Celente, stay there. You've been saying this is a fascist country and there needs to be a revolution.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Questions for Gerald Celente. We'll take a few of your calls, too, before he leaves us at 1-800-259-9231. Obama's job, and I want to see if you agree with this, sir, is to stall the left long enough for the banks to end up exsanguinating or sucking the nation dry, and to also drive a left-right wedge. You notice how the media is trying to say anybody who protests the taxes is a racist, period. That's been a talking point on CNN and MSNBC like parrots. And then you've got Fox playing the part of, oh, yes, this is all right wing. Then they've automatically got the people divided. If 98% are against the banker takeover, they got to make it a left-right issue, don't they? Do you see folks, I mean, can you speak to that system of control? And then do you see that working with your trends research?
Well, the left is going to stay with Obama regardless of what he does, just like they did with Clinton. As I said, the liberals are bigger hypocrites than the conservatives. The conservatives believe what they're doing. The liberals turn blind eyes and make excuses. On the issues of the tax revolts and how they've divided this between left and right, it's very important to understand what's going on here, in the sense that if you go back to our Trends Journal, and this went out in December of 2007 for our top trends coming up in the coming years, one of them was tax revolts. Now, remember, Bush was president when we wrote this, and this is what we said. It was the reason for starting the first American Revolution, and as the trends add up, it will also be a reason for starting the second. Fed up and not willing or able to take it anymore, overtaxed Americans will begin the battle against politicians and bureaucrats in the fight to lower and or repeal taxes. This has nothing to do with Obama. This has to do with property taxes, school taxes, sin taxes, hassle taxes, sales taxes. People are losing their jobs. They're losing their homes. They've lost, Alex, in the last year, $11 trillion worth of wealth. The American people, in terms of stocks and lost values in their homes. That's what this is about. This has nothing to do with left or right. And what's happening are different people out there are exploiting it, particularly the politicians and some of the people in the media. This is not a left-wing. What we called it was a coalition of the cash-strapped will lead a mainstream American tax battle. We wrote this in 2007. So we always get a kick out of how the people that didn't see it coming are now saying what it's all about, and then they proclaim what's going to happen next.
History was made. Start over, as I interrupted you. Then we have Janine Garofalo and on CNN and the Rachel Maddow on MSNBC.
What a disgusting, snotty little thing she is. My God, that snooty little... Oh, I watched that with... It felt like, you know, I couldn't stand Howard Cosell in the old days when I used to watch that stuff, and I wanted to smash the television. When I heard her going on with her snide little teabagging, routine that she must have said 100 times in 10 minutes. You know, it's, again, it's those people that are trying to deride everyone that this is a pocketbook issue. This has nothing to do with ideology.
Well, that's what I was going to say next, and she cold-bloodedly knows that, and Oberman was there. I lost all respect for him, knowingly saying that we were engaged in weird fellatio. For those that don't know, that's what the teabagging thing is, to see national TV. Anderson Cooper was doing it on CNN. And then she said they're all racist, they hate black people. That is the racism she is injecting into the middle of a tax revolt, people going bankrupt, losing their homes, $12.8 trillion stolen in 6 months, foreign banks looting everything. We're on the verge of riots, and she injects race into it. So poor black folks, when they see people out there protesting, even though there's a lot of black folks there, think it's a giant Ku Klux Klan rally. Is that not literally psychological terror that she was engaging in?
It is, and this is what they're trying to do. Did you hear this Axelrod, this David Axelrod, the senior White House advisor, calling? He said that the Tea Party movements are, quote, unhealthy. You know, this has to go down as one of the 10 dumbest statements ever made in history.
Stay right there. Stay right there. Gerald Celente is our guest. Just absolutely amazing interview. Let's come back and talk about your statements on Russian television and on ABC News about revolution in the United States. Gerald Celente is our guest. We'll give you his website when we come back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell him you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
He's in the Obama deception. He's Gerald Celente. Be sure and check out his website, trendsresearch.com. One word, trendsresearch.com. Big fat link up on Infowars.com. If you forget the URL, I suggest you subscribe to it. Okay, let's start over there because we got cut in by the break. Garofalo, she knows, as snot knows as she is, and I've actually used that term myself, but it's a good term for them. They know, though. They think they're these big, smart geniuses. They're desperate. They know they're parasites. They're not really liberals. It's like Margaret Sanger, all her private papers, how much she hated blacks and wanted to kill them all of it. She would go around explaining to the blacks how much she loved them as a liberal and, you know, let's just sterilize here, have an abortion. It's the same thing with these people. They love to pimp around limousine liberals, you know, like they're helping everybody and they're good. But her and Oberman scientifically know that 98% of the American people, and that's a conservative number, some polls show 99% against the banker takeover, as you know, Gerald, are together. So they got to make this a left-wing, right-wing issue, and Fox financing, trying to take that over, they're the party out of power, the Republicans, so they can act like they're patriots now, Rick Perry and all these politicians. Can you elaborate on that? And I mean, just the cold-blooded treason of this, trying to get the American people fighting with each other and on national TV injecting race and racism into things so that black folks, when you see them, you know, at the grocery store, think you're out to get them. I mean, this is amazing.
Well, again, what they're trying to do, as we see it, with minimizing this tax revolt, is that this has legs. As I said, we're the folks that saw it coming first and wrote about it, as far as we know. And we're saying this was a historical event. So when you have the president's senior White House advisor, Axelrod, going on Face the Nation, and saying this is a country where we value liberties and our ability to express ourselves, and he goes, these expressions are unhealthy, and then you have that guy Carville, he called the Tea Party movements, quote, harmless and damaging to Republicans. So clearly what they're trying to do is they know the power of this, and they're trying to marginalize it by putting people in these categories. This has nothing to do with ideology. Are there libertarians and Republicans out there? Of course there are. But they're just angry people that are losing everything, and that's the bigger picture.
And this is meant to keep the Democrats from coming out and joining the American people, the Democrats
exactly.
that are...
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's keeping the Democrats and other people out from joining them, and they're driving a wedge, and they're doing a good job at it. But it's only going to be temporary, because when it gets down to the pocketbook issue, then it becomes real, which, by the way, that's the next thing. And as you well know from our Trends Journal, in the spring edition, we wrote a lot about it, and that this recovery that we're seeing is in the stock market, what we called it was a false flag recovery. These banks, as you well know, they're now allowed to value their toxic assets at any number that they want to give them, and they're producing fake earning increases. And it's like you give me a couple of billion dollars, I'll report some earnings increases. Oh, I'll show you profit. Give me some more billions. This thing is going down. It's going to be nonstop. And the people that don't see what's coming and do not take preventive measures, and you pointed it out very clearly in the Obama deception, and if anyone didn't see it yet, they don't know what they're missing. And people need to know this, that they better take precautionary measures now, because the ship is sinking. And as you well know also, Alex, they're calling what we're putting out pessimism porn. You know, they have this, you know, and they laugh about it. Oh, you know, Salenti predicted this. He predicted
Gerald,
the fall.
Gerald, let me stop you there for just a second. I need you to, your phone receiver is so good, it's kind of overdriving, so back off the phone a bit, because I want folks to be able to. No, it's probably our fault. But, start over with this pessimism porn, and then that leads into my next question. We have these MIAC reports that we broke, and then the federal reports saying those buying guns are the number one threat to the government and ammo. Reports that the veterans are the number one threat. So they built up this anti-terror apparatus, as I've been predicting for years. They then swung it around overnight and pointed it at the tax protesters, gun owners. I mean, this is turning into hardcore tyranny. So can you elaborate on what you were just talking about with them calling us pessimism porn and then leading into we're terrorists and need the new domestic CIA to watch us?
Well, the New York Times did an op-ed piece on March 26th. They called what I'm putting out pessimism porn. And even though, of course, they cite all the accuracies that we have produced over the nearly 30 years of business, so they came out with this line. We're calling what they're putting out optimism opium. You won't die from porn, but boy, you'll die from this optimism opium because the ship is going down and they've drugged the people. And you pointed it out with this left-wing movement and these liberals. They're drugging the people into believing the lines. It's optimism opium. They keep selling it. And at the same level, by the way, they're always pushing out, you know, the economists say this and the economists say that. But we need to be confident. We need to be optimistic. Wait a minute. If you're going to stick with economics and use mathematical formulas and call it a science, even though it's a pseudoscience, then what does optimism and confidence have with this? This isn't about pessimism. The ship has hit an iceberg. It's sinking. And you better grab a lifeboat, a life jacket, or a life raft, because there's not even going to be debris to hang on to. This thing's going down quickly. And they're cozying the people into thinking that this is going to be saved by a song and dance man out there that's going to bring the country into a new age. It's not happening.
Well, Gerald, it's worse than that. I mean, it's even worse from my research, what you're saying. They're taking lifeboats and have left, and have got bullhorns telling us to not grab pieces of, you know, the deck to try to float on, and they're telling us we're not even on a ship and we're not even on the North Atlantic. And then meanwhile, they're now saying people that don't like the banks are terrorists, and we found out when we were protesting the Fed that's in the Obama deception, we got the secret document, now it's mainstream news. The Army was watching us, and the Army document that got leaked to us, and then we put it out, and now the news confirmed it, says, look out, military. Don't let them know your military spying on them. They're terrorists and may kill you. I mean, this is entering cuckoo land level.
Well, it's not entering cuckoo land. What it's entering is fascism. And that's what this is, the merger of corporate and state powers. According to Mussolini, who knew a thing or two about fascism, that's what he called it. And that's what's going on now. And this is just the first it's the economic fascism. Secondly is going to be the political fascism. America's turning into a fascist state. And I'm not a right winger. I'm not a left winger. I'm a political atheist. I call a spade a spade. I have no trouble with that. And when you look again at the definition by Mussolini, the merger of corporate and state powers is called fascism. So what you're talking about with the intelligence and the wiretapping and calling us extremists, that's the next level. That's to put down the revolt and the revulsion of what's going on.
But we're obviously on the right saying we shouldn't have offshore banks hijacking the government bipartisanly and stealing $12.8 trillion, the GDP, in 6 months, and you know that's in late April 2009. God knows what it'll be soon. They're saying it's online to be $26 trillion by the end of the year. That'll be double the GDP. I mean, this is just open crime. And I guess then, Gerald, you're saying they're going for broke. Because now they're announcing, White House official says, we'll bail out the newspapers and TV, but then the government will own it and tell them what to say. That's LA Times. And then we have them firing the head of GM and telling them what to do and telling the head of Dodge, you will let Fiat, the Bilderberg Group owned thing, take you over. I mean, it really is fascism.
Again, you know, Americans are drugged. We're the most medicated country in the world. And now we're drugged on this optimism opium that we have the showman in chief singing and dancing it out there, you know, putting on all these stage shows. So they're drugged. The people are drugged in more ways than one. And now, you know, you go out, you see people, they're twittering, They're text messaging. They're out of their minds. They're not watching what's going on. And when you have that kind of situation, Alex, you could get any, you could push everything over on them.
It's a spell.
And that's what's going on right now.
It's a spell. It's like they've been hypnotized.
Right. Again, it's optimism opium. They sell it every day. Can't you say can't you say something positive? That's what how many times I hear that? I mean, look at the last words of the guy who did the Good Morning America interview with me. He said something like, "Oh, you know, you're not a happy guy," or something like that. You know, I mean, some silly thing. He's a nice enough guy. And by the way, I have to tell you, Fox has been very good with me, and I've gotten to know a number of the people on the Fox Happy Hour. And I can't say enough good things about them. And they don't, they're not, the people that I talk to on the set, and I've been on that show quite a bit, I have to tell you, you know, they're not taking stands. They're not Republican or Democrat, right or left. You know, they're fed up with this stuff.
Well, let me tell you, I've talked over the years to a lot of Fox producers, and they're listeners of the show. They know about the New World Order. They can't stand what they're doing. And also Murdoch is smart. He will brand whatever country he's in. He'll go with what the prevailing attitude is. And so right now he knows, just like you've said, this is the trend, patriotism, liberty, getting back to 1776 instead of to 1984 culture. They know that this is the rising tide. And so, yes, they want to be popular. Now the MSNBCs and others, they're trying to go along with the optimism opium that you were trying to talk about right there. Now, Gerald, what do you see on the front of trying to restrict free speech? Because they're now announcing, Senator Jay Rockefeller has said, hey, we'd be better off without an internet. We need to have a new internet, too, where you don't have any of these freedoms, where we control what you can do, where sites are restricted. All over the West, from Australia to Canada, they're announcing Chinese-style net censorship. That's a headline, but saying it's good. How do you see them going after the Internet?
They're going to go after everything. They're going to try to take as many of our rights away as possible. And Obama's going to be able to do it even better than Bush because he has broad support. And they've also may try a false flag incident that they're going to say we have to, you know, because of this incident, we have to restrict your rights, just like they pushed through the Patriot Act. And, of course, we also know that Obama as well voted to reinstate the Patriot Act and is bringing it to new levels as well. So we see more and more restrictions, and there's going to be more and more of a clampdown, and net neutrality is going to be a huge issue.
Gerald Celente, going back to torture, The media tried to spin it, except for Agency French Press and a few others. The media tried to spin that he had rebuked torture. But when you read the orders and the statements, he says, we've got to protect our professionals that did the torture and followed orders. So what he really did in precedent was overthrow what was decided at Nuremberg, that just following orders doesn't cut it. He now says, no, you're going to be protected in government if you follow orders to commit brutal crimes, including torturing children with insects.
Yeah, I know. It's again, this is where the country is heading. And people better, as I said, they better wake up quickly. Not only are we going to lose our rights, but before you know it, you're going to lose all your money, too. Because they're also talking about this new reserve currency. We see with China, they're not dumping dollars. They're buying up assets. We still believe there's going to be the dollar's going to dive, hyperinflation, and we're still very bullish on gold. And it's very important now that people, again, take proactive measures in anticipation of what's to come. We're already seeing the breaks again now in the stock market. Today, the market's down well over 200 points. Banks are now again reporting weak earnings. It's just the beginning. There's no way out.
Well, Gerald, I want this in your perspective on this, but what I see is a massive contraction, layoffs, more than 600,000 every month now in the real economy, while they try to pump up their fiat economy. So, there's a disconnect. They're like, well, that's doing better, but this is doing worse. Can you explain that to people?
Well, what they're doing is, as you well know, for example, let's take it with unemployment. There's the official unemployment number, and then there's the total unemployment number. When you look at total unemployment, according to some statisticians at the University of Maryland, it's at 17%. These include people that no longer are looking for work because they've given up. They can't find jobs. They're off the unemployment rolls. And people that are working part-time and they want full-time work. We're going to see unemployment rolls hitting unemployment, real unemployment, at about 25%. They're going to keep spinning the data as much as they can. They do it all the time. They come out with numbers, and then they adjust them after a month later, and they're much worse than they are.
Go ahead.
We also have to look at what's going on globally. We're seeing coming out of Japan, for example, last month, February's numbers, February exports were off 49%. Taiwan exports are off 42%. The Eastern European, what used to be called the Eastern European bloc, they're underwater. Latvia, Lithuania, Hungary, Romania, they're gone. You saw riots in Iceland, that was just the beginning. Spain, Ireland, you name the country, the UK, we're going into the greatest depression. This is no joke. It's not pessimism porn. The people that believe the opposite, again, they're taking the drug, they're drinking the Kool-Aid, their brains are washed, and they're dying from optimism opium. They better take measures now.
That was my next question. They announced this G20. They've engineered the crisis. Now the very banks that engineered it say, we're setting up a bank of the world. You're going to pay carbon taxes to us. They're going to cut the carbon in the U.S., but not in China and India. That'll further destroy our economy.
They don't care about our economy. It's about bottom line. We know that from the top. And that's why the discrepancy between the average worker and the CEO, depending on whose numbers you look at, could range as high as 500 to 1. When I was a young man getting into the workforce in the late 1960s, it was 20 to 1. That's the only thing they're interested in, is bottom line profits. You're going to start seeing some major failures. Remember the commercial real estate collapse I was talking about? It's starting to happen.
Let's talk about that in the final segment with Gerald Celente. FriendsResearch.com is the website. Put it up on screen for folks during the break watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Chews for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Chews for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
Places like Tulsa, Oklahoma, illegal. It is happening. This government is totally tyrannical. I want to get into home prices plunging. You said years ago in 97 it would then be real estate. Mr. Salente, we got to have you back up as things intensify and accelerate. We always appreciate your monthly visit with us as a regular guest. But I wanted to get into what you talked about on Russian TV. We haven't talked about that yet. You're saying we now, in your own words, need a revolution. Why? And what should that revolution look like against this fascism?
Well, we're asking for an intellectual revolution. And that's the only thing that we can see changing this in the terms that the systems are totally corrupt. We have a two-headed one-party system. Our financial institutions, Wall Street, it's the criminal gangs. I mean, it's a D.C. heist. Wall Street's taken over Washington. And the media's monopolizing our minds with this moron talk. They have these buffoons. You know, when I talked about, you know, Fox, I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, people like Hannity or O'Reilly. I mean, to me, these guys are... You know, they're all, you know, there's nothing about them that I would support. You know, I want to make that really clear. I was talking about just a group of people I know on Happy Hour and a few others. But, so we have to stop this mind poison that they keep, killing us with. And people, my father, may his soul rest in peace, used to say to me when I would repeat anything that everybody else was saying, he'd say to me in Italian, Papagallo, parrot. Stop repeating what everybody else is saying and think for yourself. And this is a time when people need to think for themselves. The only way that we can get out of this is by coming up with intelligent decisions rather than having the president go out on comedy shows and put out these spin and throwing out these one-line sound bites and making decisions based on that. And the other president, you know, he didn't go on comedy shows, but he had this whole soundbite thing down as well. This is we're at a critical time in our nation, and either the nation is going to go under in fascism and control, or we can emerge as a better nation in terms of looking toward the future in a more positive way. And in saying that, by the way, one of the things, as you know, we have said is that the only thing that could get us out of the financial crisis is a productive capacity. You're hearing now more and more again about coal fusion, which a lot of people believe that was suppressed by the big energy companies. And there's going to be an alternative energy, and people should start looking in those directions for opportunities as well. So in talking about an intellectual revolution, these are the kind of things that we're talking about.
Well, I don't see how the tyrants are going to get away with what they're doing. In closing, as I interrupted you with a break, real fast, how bad's real estate going to get? Because, I mean, it's now coming out that it's just totally screwed as well.
It is. And now you're going to start seeing, as we've been saying, the next shoe that's going to be falling is going to be the commercial real estate sector. We just saw the second largest mall developer go bankrupt, General Growth. I love it. Bad year for generals, isn't it? General Motors, General Growth. How about, you know, General Malaise? This thing is over. They've overexpanded. They've overbuilt. You're going to see ghost malls popping up all over the country. This is no time to invest now in real estate.
TrendsResearch.com. You can see him all over television, radio, you name it. Gerald Celente, thanks for giving us 55 minutes.
Oh, Alex, thank you so much, and keep up the great work.
Thank you. God bless. There goes Gerald Celente, amazing individual. By the way, I had a bunch of sponsors I was supposed to plug, and I didn't. So let me just briefly tell you who made this show possible. HomeGain, HomeGain.com. Check them out. eFoods Direct, eFoodsDirect.com, and PepperSpray.com, PepperSpray.com. Just great folks, those sponsors. I'm going to plug them tomorrow. God bless you. Retransmission with tons of key info in the first hour starts now. InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to
Genesis
visit
Communications Radio Network, baby. Again, starts now.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.